cuts loom over the Congress, unless they can figure out a way how to avoid them. That'll be the topic of testimony today before the Armed Services Committee. In Texas, another win for the Tea Party as Ted Cruz takes the GOP nomination for Kay Bailey Hutchinson's Senate seat.
We were at 2% in the polls, and they said I couldn't do it. And you know what? They were right. I couldn't do it, but you could.
This is NBC News Radio. Michael Phelps is now king of the Olympiad. He has won more Olympic medals than anyone ever before him.
Enjoying it. You know, I've had a smile on my face, you know, the last couple of days.
He now has a total of 19 Olympic medals. 15 of those are gold. And while that's a truly amazing feat, the buzz at the Games is all about the new U.S. Olympic heroes. The women's gymnastic team took the gold last night in team floor competition. They're being called the Fab Five. Here's team member Michaela Maroney.
I'm just so proud of this team. We have worked so hard to accomplish this, and we have the gold medal now, and that was the most important thing for us. And I'm just so happy. Like, words cannot describe this feeling.
And Gore Vidal has died. He was the last of the generation of celebrity literaries. 25 novels, Broadway hits, screenplays, television shows, a political commentator. He was 86. I'm Scott Walterman, NBC News Radio.
Everyone I know saves on the best stuff at Sam's Club. Great gear for back to class, amazing fruits and veggies, the coolest electronics, new tires.
August 3rd through 5th, be our guest to try Sam's Club free with no membership fee required. Shop in the club or online and save on family favorites like HP Notebooks, brand name apparel, and perfectly picked fresh produce.
It's good to be in the club.
Don't miss your chance to save like a member with no membership fee required. Come see why life is better when you're in the club. August 3rd through 5th, only at Sam's Club.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Oh, no. Are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Lenders are offering better deals to people looking to finance car purchases, and that's expected to translate into decent July U.S. sales reports from automakers. We get those reports throughout the day. Analysts predict once they're all in, the July reports will show vehicles purchased at an annual rate of 14 million, close to June's robust 14.1 million rate. Along with auto sales, we get economic readings, including private sector job creation and manufacturing activity for July, and construction spending for June. Internet companies are being given new rules to play by. Wall Street Journal reports the Federal Trade Commission will announce today fresh restrictions on how social networks and online advertisers interact with children. They're designed to bring the 1998 Children's Online Privacy Protection Act up to date with new technologies designed to stop companies from tracking kids' online behaviors without parents' knowledge or consent. Losses for stock markets in Japan. S&P futures, though, gaining 4. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HT Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HT Faces. Try it.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Triano.
Good morning, everybody. It is August 1st, Wednesday, August 1st, 2012. Yes, Wednesday, August 1st, 2012. I'll save my September comments for a little bit later on. Welcome back to First Shift. It's a pleasure to be here. I am, I just picked up a little bag, and we've got like a little commissary here. Well, it's not a commissary. I don't know what, a little lunchroom. And I bought a little bag of cashews that I'm enjoying a little bit too much. I haven't had nuts since I had surgery, so I'm enjoying them. They're really delicious. I like cashews, but, you know, as I'm sure many of you know, nuts are very high in calories, although they've got good oils in them, good fats. What the hell am I having this conversation with you guys for? Anyway, good morning. Welcome back. We have a lot to do today. Really interesting set of rules going on throughout the community. We're going to talk about what's going on in Troy with sexting. Jeff just made me aware of it. Oh, all of about 25 minutes ago, but I find it interesting. But we have a really busy morning, and so we're going to look forward to that. I made a big mistake, Jeff. I got to bring you in. I made a mistake. I thought we had the PTA woman on today, and we don't. We have Jim Peterson on today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why did I make that mistake? I'm just trying to think of how that happened.
We have Jim Peterson on tomorrow. I put I'll get you an update.
Okay. All right, that's because it says Wednesday, August 1st. I'm confused. We have Shayton Berry on today?
Yep.
Okay. Just imagine my surprise when I look down at my sheet and it doesn't represent what I prepared for. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, we're going to talk about bullying today. I think maybe I'm being bullied today. We'll find out in a few minutes. Shayton Berry from the Michigan PTA will be with us. She's actually the president of the Michigan PTA. She will be with us to talk about bullying, which is an important topic. So we'll look forward to that. Gary Bingaman and Joe Lentini from UnionCircle.com join us a little later on this morning as well. Stephen Henderson with the Detroit Free Press will be with us, as well as Lori Lamoran from Planned Parenthood. And we've got an interesting topic today, sex and seniors. It's one of those conversations where when they said, hey, we'd like to talk about seniors and sex and how they're coming to us with interesting challenges and STDs. And I'm thinking, okay, we can have this conversation. It can be fun. But, you know, it's serious stuff, but we'll get to it all, I promise, anyway. So you'll wanna stay tuned for that a little later on in the show. But let's go ahead and get this thing going.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Well, our first word this morning is provide. Provide. To be given something. To provide. If you're in a family dynamic, you provide for your family. If you need something and somebody has it to give, they normally will provide it to you. Sometimes that proviso is costly. Sometimes it is free. Well, I don't know that it's ever free. I don't know that anything is ever free, right? I remember one day one of my kids said to me, God, it's a good thing water's free. I said, well, water's not free. And then they said, what about electricity? Yeah, that's not free either. And gas isn't free. And, you know, nothing is actually free. And we just take for granted that when we need things that are provided to us, that they are free at some level. And, you know, no, it's not quite true. But as we look at the word provide, as we truly explore what provide means, it can ultimately be and ultimately is a very good thing. It's good to be a good provider, right? And so you ask yourself, I remember, you know, when the first time I had an enlightened discussion about the difference between somebody that was a good provider and somebody that was a good father. And then there's somebody that's both, of course. But, you know, is one more important than the other? I mean, that's really the question to be asked. So, you know, to provide is really kind of critical. And it's such a simple word, and it's a word we don't think about often. Or often enough, for that matter. I don't know. I think we just need to be careful that we sometimes look at the simplest things and we forget how important they are. To provide is critical. Information, food, clothing, opportunity. Let's just remember that to provide is critically important, critically significant. All right. Provide is today's first word. Jeff was nice enough to bring me in a new sheet letting me know, so I've got it right, and I'm good.
Did I bring it in, or did I provide it to you?
You provided me a wonderful, what we call a one sheet, so thank you.
You're certainly welcome.
Did I do something wrong? Did I print off the wrong sheet or something? I'm just trying to figure out what happened here.
No, okay. You're fine. You got the right sheet.
All right, you're right. That's all. You're right. None. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
And by the way, Miss Barry is up early. She has tweeted us already.
Oh, wonderful. Good. I'm looking forward to her. She has a fan club. She must have promoted that she was going to be on earlier in the week because people started sending me emails. Expressing their appreciation for providing her as a guest, and which is really great. And then one of our listeners posted on my personal Facebook page that she was going to be on the show, and they were very excited about it. So it looks like she's got quite a following, Jeff.
Yeah, provided that she joins us I don't know why I'm going to continue that theme. It's fun to try and use the first word as much as possible, though.
You know, you're right, and every now and then...
As long as you use it the right way.
Correct.
Because yesterday, Christine took it a little liberally.
Yeah. Yeah, realize. I realize that. God bless her. And every now and then I'll think, you know, maybe I should pull out, because I try to use, you know, words that we commonly use or commonly misuse or commonly ignore. And that we shouldn't. And so every now and then I think, you know, I'm going to pull out my thesaurus, which I, by the way, have within arm's reach on my desk, and think I'm going to pick some obscure word and see if I can mess Jeff up. But I don't want to, you know, I never seem to do that. So that's okay.
Speaking of Christine Barry, by the way, this has been it's got to be like a month or more. But a brand new video has emerged on the internet, and it's getting a lot of talking about. A lot of eyes have seen it, I guess. It's becoming a trend, and it's a cat versus a raccoon video.
You're kidding.
No, I woke up and I when I got up this morning and started looking around the internet, I could not believe my eyes. A brand new cat versus raccoon video.
Well, let's explain for those that don't know what we're talking about, because I'm sure people are going, why the hell are they talking about a cat versus a raccoon? And I don't even remember how we started on this conversation.
I was just going to say, I can't remember why.
But Christine Berry certainly attached herself to this story and didn't let it go for that entire morning.
Right. I said, I can't remember. Like, I don't trust raccoons or something like that. And it somehow got into this big thing about
cats. It started with squirrels.
Squirrels, cats, raccoons. It all got in there. And yet, and suddenly, we found out there are a lot of videos of cats versus raccoons on the internet.
Which, now that I've done more exploring than I ever thought I would on the topic, and I mean more than I ever thought I would, it makes complete sense, of course. Now, I got to tell you a funny story. I bought some fruit last week, and I was eating a plum. And it was almost to the point where it was overripe. But it still was very sour. So I took a bite and I thought, okay, well, you know, this just isn't going to taste good. I didn't want to throw it away, but it wasn't something I was going to eat. So I thought, okay, there are squirrels that hang out in my front yard. As much as I'm against feeding them, I thought if I put this plum far enough away from the house, that, you know, they won't, you know, come to the front door because they've done that before looking for food, which is, I think, this is how this conversation started. So anyway, I put this plum. We've got a tree in the front yard, and I put the plum in kind of like the neck of the tree. All right. So I put it in there. The next morning, because morning for us is still in the middle of the night, I go outside to grab the paper. And there's a raccoon sitting in front of my house eating this plum, which was just last week. So that's just kind of funny. Just sharing the story. Okay, glad I impressed everybody with that. Who?
I just thought it was
sound
odd.
Of crickets, please.
I thought it was odd that yet another video. I mean, you would never even think to, you know, that there would be so many videos out like that. But raccoons, people love videoing raccoons. You should have taken a video of it.
Yeah, it was not something that was going to happen. Quick break here. We got lots to do on the other side, but we're up against it. We'll take the break. We'll be back right after this. This is First Shift.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595. First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Checking your traffic, we got our first problem of the morning. It's over in Roseville. Grosbeck Highway southbound at 12 Mile. We have an accident in the intersection. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86. Tonight, clear skies and 65. Tomorrow, 91 with isolated thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 66 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away. And so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely, so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard. No one place to speak. No one place to stand together. Until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet.
First word.
First thoughts.
First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you.
First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after 6 o'clock, and the debate rages on. Yes, opposable thumbs, Christine Berry, opposable thumbs. You gotta love those raccoons. When I was, college, maybe late high school, early college years, a friend of mine rescued a baby raccoon and raised him until he was old enough to take care of himself. Now, at the time, I didn't say to myself, how do you know he's old enough to take care of himself? I have no idea how he would know that, because this friend of mine wasn't any kind of scientist. He wasn't any kind of naturist. So I have no idea how he knew what he knew. This was before search engines, and frankly, it was before internet. Yes, there was a time, as many of us know. So I don't really, I really don't understand how he knew that. But he, I remember we were up north, and he had this baby raccoon with him, because he had, he had rescued him. And it was really fascinating, and he was, of course, adorable. And they're very domesticated when they're young. Now, I understand that as soon as they get older, they undomesticate themselves pretty quickly. Natural instincts kick in, is my understanding, now. And so you've got to be careful, like any wild animal. I raised three boys, so I know all about wild animals. But anyway, they are awfully cute. And they do have the cutest little hands, but they're also strong, strong guys. So, anyway, enough with raccoon talk. Jeff, the one and only Justin Verlander pitched last night, did not pitch well, lost the game. You know, that's interesting. I should say he didn't pitch well. He didn't pitch well enough to win. Lost the game, and, of course, if you were watching, and I turned the game on at about 8:30. It was raining in Boston. And more interestingly, something happened to the pitcher because they were taking him out. But I watched for like a long time, and they must have explained it right before I turned it on. Do you know what happened?
Yeah, Beckett, he's had lower back problems. So.
Oh, so it was his back. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it just reared its ugly head. But, you know, for the second game in a row, a key moment could have exploded the game apart for the Tigers, and Prince Fielder. You saw Prince Fielder's at bat with the bases loaded, right?
I did not.
I thought you said you turned it in right when they were taking Beckett out.
I did.
Okay, he then was the next batter.
And that's they was taking a very long time.
Yeah,
they
yes,
sit on the mound for quite a while, and then they finally decided to replace him, and then I went to bed, so that's why I didn't see the at-bat.
So the guy, I can't remember the pitcher they brought in, but he's barely had a cup of coffee a couple times in the league. And he threw his first ball low, and Prince takes it. The second ball, it was unreal. Like, I could have called it. He left it right down the middle, just grooved it. Prince knew it. Prince, his eyes got big, you could tell. Big swing, drops the bat, like he does when he's confident. He got all of it. And, of course, it goes foul. But he just hammered this pitch. And then the next pitch, it was pretty predictable as well that he's going to swing all his might at again, and it was a sinker, and he missed completely. Then he ends up flying out to center with two outs, bases loaded. They only score one run in the inning. Leland, the game before, had mentioned that they have to take advantage of the times when they've got situations where they can put runs on the board. They need key hits, key at-bats. And if Prince hits the one out, it's a completely different ball game because he doesn't come through in the clutch. The Tigers didn't put up runs, and you know what? Who knows how the game would have ended? You heard how it ended, right?
Yes.
With Infante at the plate, bases loaded again, and it started to rain too much, so they called it.
Right. Well, let me ask you this question. Before the All-Star game and right after the All-Star game, the Tigers were on fire. Since then, they have cooled way off. As now, in a commensurate way, they haven't played enough games, but you think that this cool-off has negated that warm-up? We're only 2.5 games back, which is not horrible. And I guess that's the good news in this, Jeff, is we're only 2.5 games back. So as long as we can turn this around fairly quickly, and I'm certainly not in panic mode. That I don't want to suggest that I'm even close to that. But would you agree that as long as, they get back on their winning ways, or at least playing, 500 ball here pretty quickly, they're going to be all right?
Yeah, oh yeah, and you know what? The one series that makes the biggest difference was the Cleveland series, because they've got a ton of games left against the Central, and that's the games that will count. They got to play really well against the White Sox. As bad as the Tigers have been, do you realize who's worse than them in the last 10 games?
No, I don't.
The Yankees. The number one team in the American League.
Injuries?
Just playing bad.
Okay.
They haven't played that well. It's funny to hear Tiger fans talking about, the Tigers suck now all of a sudden. And it's like, yeah, but teams go through this. Even the best teams go through this. The Yankees can't even. They're 3-7 in their last 10. That's, to me, that's outstanding. With the lineup they got and all this and that. And it's like, teams do go through slumps occasionally, so I think the Tigers will come out of it.
Yeah, well, they're not scoring runs, and this has been a knock on them all year, is when they have trouble, it's not been the pitching, it's been the hitting. So you've got to place it where it goes, and that's where it goes, unfortunately.
And it would have been nice to see what Infante would have done, because think about this. Last year when they picked up a middle infielder right around trade deadline, it was Johnny Peralta. And what did he do in his first game in Boston with the Tigers? He hit two home runs, one over the Green Monster. And it's not like Peralta's known for his home runs. So if Infante would have had his Peralta-like moment last night, maybe they pull out the win for JV.
His Peralta-like moment. Hey, I've got a message from you for you from Christine Berry. And she says, please tell Jeff, never start a sentence with, speaking of Christine Berry, there's a video out there. She said, you guys gave me a heart attack.
That makes me wonder what videos could be out there.
I'm going to let that speak for itself. I'm just the messenger on this. So I just got the biggest kick out of that. Not that I wasn't listening to your Infante Peralta moment conversation, but I looked down, and the subject heading was "Tell Jeff," and so I clicked on it, and that's what it was. So yeah, I can understand why that might make somebody a little nervous. Hey, speaking of Christine Berry, there's a video out there. Well, Christine, Jeff brings up a good point. Why would that make you nervous? Dun, dun, dun.
Do we need to worry about Troy students seeing this video?
I don't know, but we're going to talk about that when we come back. It's a really interesting situation, and I don't agree with what's going on there, but we'll get to that after the break. It's interesting stuff. Do want to remind everybody that we'll be on Ed Schultz today, tomorrow, and Friday. Was supposed to be on with Tom Hartman yesterday. Unfortunately, because it was at the last second that they called me to do it, our equipment wasn't compatible, so we couldn't do the show yesterday, and I didn't have enough time to get into the studio. But they will ask me again in the near future, and I will be honored to sit in for Tom Hartman. But I will be in for Ed Schultz today, tomorrow, and Friday, and looking forward to that. But we got to do our own show first, and we are going to do that when we come back. Sexting and the City of Troy. This is, of course, the school board. It has nothing to do with Janice Daniels, and I don't even want to think about sex and Janice Daniels in the same sentence. Just saying. We'll take the break. Much more to get to when we return. You're listening to First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
Continuous Traffic Watch.
Checking your traffic, we got our first problem of the morning. It's over in Roseville, Grosbeck Highway southbound at 12 Mile. We have an accident in the intersection. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
Drive through your local McDonald's and try the new blueberry pomegranate smoothie. This healthy McCafe beverage is made with ripe blueberries, pomegranate juice, and creamy low-fat yogurt, and is only available for a limited time. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86. Tonight, clear skies and 65. Tomorrow, 91 with isolated thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 66 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift Weather.
This is U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, and I'm running for re-election in the 14th District. Other communities in this new district, like Pontiac, Southfield, and Oak Park, already know my passion for serving. They know my track record of getting things done, like helping President Obama pass the health care bill and save the auto industry. They know that I also helped create nearly 3,500 jobs in our area. And while I may not be from Detroit, the fights I've led in Congress have benefited struggling families across this city. That's why this message is for you, Detroit. I firmly believe that our region will never be successful without a vibrant city of Detroit. If you vote for me, I commit to you that no other candidate will ever outwork me and that no other community will ever outweigh you. I'm asking for the honor of serving you in the new 14th Congressional District, and more importantly, I'm asking for your vote. I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Truppiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
It's August, time for the presidential nominating conventions. This grand testimonial of our citizens' rights and liberties will begin with the Republicans in Tampa. Flags are being mounted, majestic music is being arranged, uplifting speeches are being scripted, and, as has now become normal for these spectacles of democracy in action, heavily armed police repression of our cherished First Amendment rights is being ordered. Of course, the delegates, candidates, lobbyists, and billionaire funders inside the GOP's convention bunker will be perfectly free, as they should be, to gild the promises and lies that will frame their presidential campaign. They will not be bothered by the 4,000 riot-geared police that authorities will deploy around Tampa. However, any outsider citizens who come to practice the hallowed freedoms of public assembly and speech at the convention will be welcomed by a thoroughly un-American police state. In May, at the behest of National Republican officials, Tampa's mayor and council passed a temporary ordinance to suspend our First Amendment and authorize a crackdown on protesters. Warning ominously that a few vandals might get out of control, the ordinance tries to force all citizen demonstrators into a few restricted parade routes and what amounts to protest pens. Preemptive detainments, indiscriminate mass arrests, and police infiltrations of peaceful protest groups can be expected. Ironically, that's the kind of autocratic excess that led to the American Revolution itself. This is Jim Hightower saying, the city's top lawyer recently barked that troublemakers will not be tolerated. But the real troublemakers are inside the hall, and inside a police system that's being used to stomp on the very freedoms that America is supposed to embrace and encourage. What's coming down in Tampa this month is not what Madison, Jefferson, and the others meant by liberty.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show.
Give us a call.
1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after the hour, let me give the number out, and then we're going to play some audio and talk a little bit about this story come out of Detroit this morning. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The school board in Troy has decided by school rule to ban what's called sexting. But it's more than just sexting. It's about sexually explicit content on your cell phone. Let's listen to the audio, and then we'll come back and give you some more of the details.
Troy Public Schools are taking extraordinary measures to protect kids from sexting on their cell phones and other electronic devices. But critics say they've gone too far and are encroaching on constitutional rights. Seedy pictures cross phones, sent from one friend to hundreds with just the push of a button. Sexting is a dangerous trend, and Troy Public Schools is trying to curb it.
All individuals involved in sexting are hereby placed on notice of the following.
Students who are on school property or attending a school event and sharing, viewing, or even just possessing sexually explicit material, whether that's text or pictures, can be punished. Even if state or federal pornography laws are not broken, the district, using reasonable suspicion, can search the student's cell phone, computer, or other electronic device. Anything that's found will be turned over to law enforcement. The district presumably is trying to protect children, but the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan says the school has gone too far.
Well, sexting can sometimes be an expression of very bad judgment. It's not a crime, and kids should not be criminalized for these mistakes.
Many people we spoke with agree.
I do believe they're stepping a little bit beyond their bounds because freedom of privacy, our First Amendment, is something that this country was built on. That's the reason why it's our First Amendment.
Recent graduates of Troy Public Schools know sexting is an issue, but say this isn't the way to solve it.
It's okay to do it if they have enough proof, like if they have solid evidence.
I don't think that's a good policy at all. It violates students' rights to privacy, and how are they even going to have reasonable suspicion? Like, that's really, it's not clear at all.
Action News reached out to Troy Public Schools, but the superintendent was not available for comment. From Troy, Smitha Clokey, 7 Action News.
Thank you, Smitha Clokey. I'd like you to know how long it took you to learn how to spell your name when you were a kid, Smitha Clokey. All right, here's the deal. Jeff, I don't agree with the policy. I do agree that sexting can be a problem and an issue, but I do believe that it does certainly cross over into a First Amendment situation. I get that you're not a legal adult, and there are certain rules and obligations and rights that you don't have until you are a legal adult, but you also have certain inherent birthrights, and one of them is to the Constitution and the amendments of this great country. With that being said, how rampant is sexting? Is it so rampant a problem that they had to do this? And I don't have the answer to that, and I know you don't have the answer to that either. Reading the article that you printed off from the Oakland Press, it seems like this was more proactive than reactive. I don't think they're reacting to a problem. They're just trying to stop a problem before it begins. At least that's my take on it. But maybe if there's a bigger problem in Troy than I realize. Now, if Janice Daniels was my mayor, I would think that sexual repression would be an issue. But now I'm just being a smart aleck, and I got to stop doing that, especially when we're talking about something serious. I think this goes too far. Your thoughts, sir?
Yeah, there's a line.
Great, thanks. I'm not kidding. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I was like, is my mic not on? Like, what's going on here? All right.
No,
there's definitely a line, though. I mean, like I said, my thoughts have always been, if it's affecting your schoolwork, then I understand why the school is taking this. You know, if in the middle of a math class you're not paying attention, you're causing a scene because of you're doing something like this, then by all means, you got to put an end to it. But for there to be, the line of privacy to be crossed, I think no matter how old you are, you do have somewhat, you have a right to privacy. Now, here's the deal. Like, Like, you know, we were saying as we were reading the article, what happens if, you know, my email gets sent directly to my phone? So I'm just sitting there in class. And first of all, I agree with parents who think that maybe you shouldn't even have a cell phone. You should probably just leave it in your car.
We're going to come back to that.
Yeah. Or just, you know, leave it at home while you're in school.
We're going to come back to that.
But my email gets sent straight to my phone. So if somebody forwards a sexually explicit joke to me, and I have no control over that, and then somebody else says, hey, look, I just sent him that forward. He's got stuff on his phone. Go confiscate it and look up all his personal stuff that he's got on his phone for no reason at all. That, to me, that's wrong. That shouldn't happen. And then by this rule, that could very well happen.
Well, it could. And again, if they're being precautionary, you know, it just sets in motion a series of things that would become very disruptive. I'm gonna, if you might want to wake Anthony up, because Anthony is more recently, although it's been a while since he was in high school, he is the most recent high school member. What was the, when you were in school and you graduated in 2000 what? I forget. 2000, okay, thanks. What was the rule on cell phones in school?
It was if the teacher seen it, they took it, and you could get it back at the end of class. But, I mean, if it happened, like, a couple times, then, like, your parents had to come get it from the principal or something.
Gotcha. So they had pretty strict rules with regard to cell phone usage. So that makes sense. Okay, Anthony, thank you. That makes sense. Why don't we still have those rules is my question. Why don't we, you know, and I think you'd just ban the use of cell phones during school hours. You don't need them. There are phones in the office. I had this issue the last restaurant I owned. I had to ban cell phone use at the restaurant because it became such a distraction. And people would say to me, but my kids don't know how to get a hold of me. I have them call the restaurant. That's how they get a hold of you. I mean, this isn't rocket science. It's called, I don't know, technology. It makes no sense to me. I don't see that anybody benefits from being this strict. All right, do your thoughts. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Amir in Detroit. Amir, good morning. You've got a thought or two on this?
Yeah, you know, the Republicans always talking about personal responsibility and everything. Why do we need them writing laws on how we use our cell phones? You know, my children are 20 and 18, my two oldest. And as I expressed to my son, and I told him, I said, you get caught with stuff like that, there's laws in federal and state. You teach your children. That's personal responsibility. We don't need Troy writing laws to tell us how or that they need to confiscate our children's phones to look at and make sure they don't have pictures on them. It just behooves me that these people always talk about personal responsibility, but they sure do write laws all the time on how we should act and how we should live.
Well, you know, there's that old saying, Amir, you can't legislate morality, and you can't.
Right.
Now let's be real about this. I'm 16 years old. I'm a 16-year-old male. I see some hot chick in school. Somebody takes a picture of her because they happen to snap a picture of her. She was bending over, and you could see her panties. Tell me that that's not going to make the rounds at school.
No, it is.
Okay, well, big deal. I mean, big deal. All right, so it's about right. Normal kids being horny. A big deal. Let it alone. You're only going to create a bigger problem by focusing on it.
And very true, but this is also, you know, when my son and daughter used to come out, I used to look at their cell phones. So,
which you have a right to do. Absolutely.
Right. Personal responsibility, Republicans. Come on, Troy Mayer, you talk personal responsibility. Let the parents take care of their children.
Oh, this is actually the school board. This isn't even the mayor now. This is the school board. So we gotta place the responsibility where it goes, Amir. This one goes to the school board.
Same difference, because the school board is they Tea Party people too. I know them. It's just like the mayor.
Yeah, you're right.
They all in one bunch.
You're right.
They all got the same thought.
Thank you, Amir. These are the same people, by the way. You bet, that didn't want to keep the library open because it would have cost them an extra $40 a year. I'm not joking. It's all about money. He's right. It's about personal responsibility. I don't have an issue. And Amir's the other thing he says, he's right. If you're paying your kid's cell phone bill and they're 15 years old, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, or older or younger, you have a right to look to see what's on their cell phone. I mean, that's parental discretion. But, yeah, I mean, this isn't even about, well, I trust my kid. I'm not going to. No. It's about keeping everybody. We need to keep everyone honest. Listen, go ahead, Jeff.
Don't you think it's going to open up a huge can of worms as soon as, I mean, because what they're trying to prevent is boyfriend, girlfriend sharing pictures back and forth, them breaking up, and then somebody trying to embarrass the other one by sharing it to a bunch of.
It's going to happen anyway.
That too. But now you're talking about administrators or principals or teachers confiscating the phone and then having to explain to the principal why you've confiscated the phone, which then means you show the picture around to even more people and now adults. And now they're possessing the pictures or what have you. And it then becomes a very touchy subject, I would think, that parents are going to get involved. Well, guess what? I've seen a picture of your kid naked now. And
right.
That, to me, is really uncomfortable.
No question. No question. This is a bit much. This is a bit too invasive. I think that the best policy is to ban the use of cell phones during school hours. That's what you do.
I completely agree. Because think, what are you going to use your cell phone for in the middle of math class?
You don't need. And I want to hear, well, I use it as a calculator. Sorry, buy a freaking calculator.
Yeah, there does exist a device where you can calculate things without having to use a cell phone.
Yes, it's called a calculator. This is no questions, nothing that we need to be doing. All right, we have to, wow, this hour's flying by. We have to take a quick break here. Lot to get to, and we're not going to get to it all, but there's a lot to get to on the other side. You will recall we mentioned that Dick Cheney kind of tore into Sarah Palin, questioned whether she was the right choice as a vice presidential candidate. Well, guess what? She had something to say about it. We're going to share that with you. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is First Shift.
First Shift with Tony Trivio.
My point is to Republican adults. When 14-year-old boys sound exactly like you do, maybe you should rethink the shit that's coming out of your mouth.
On 1310 WDTW.
No wonder 14-year-old boys can do your act. You act exactly like 14-year-old boys.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2012 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote right here. We all care about our democracy, but if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are, without voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we have all had enough of that. Again, go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button now and register.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Yesterday we shared, or I don't know, it was actually Monday. We shared a little audio from Dick Cheney, and I don't know, criticize is the right word, but expressing his dismay that Sarah Palin was chosen, and talked about her lack of experience. Well, Sarah Palin didn't like it. Can you imagine that? Sarah Palin didn't like it. Well, let's begin the odyssey that we now call Sarah Palin. Here she is firing back at Dick Cheney.
Well, seems how Dick, Vice President Cheney never misfires, then evidently he's quite convinced that what he had evidently read about me by the lamestream media, having been written what I believe is a false narrative over the last 4 years, evidently Dick Cheney believed that stuff, and that's a shame. So he characterized me as being a mistake. Here's where the mistake would have been, Greta. I believe it's had I not answered the call. I was honored to get to run for Vice President of the United States alongside Senator John McCain. I was honored to accept the nomination from the GOP.
All right. Before we go any further, Jeff, she's sitting on Fox News, which we can certainly argue whether or not they're mainstream media. But, I mean, for all intents and purposes, isn't she also a member of the Fox News team?
She is media now.
All right, so she would be part of the lamestream media, right?
I would assume so.
All right, just asking the question, that's all. All right. Well, Sarah Palin goes on to say that the mistake would have been had she had... I'm sorry, I got a little choked up there. The mistake would have been had she had... Literally, had she had stayed in Alaska, she really said this. Go on.
I think that the mistake would have been me just deciding that, hey, I love my 86-87% approval rating up there in Alaska as the governor, moving and shaking and watching corrupt politicians and businessmen go to prison for crony capitalism, working on 16-20% of domestic energy supplies being able to be increased via Alaska's resource development, ethics reform legislation that I was working on that led to that 86% approval rating. I could have decided, you know, I don't want to be bloodied up. I don't want my family to go through what we will have to go through in order to put ourselves forward in the name of service to this country. But I did it. It would have been a mistake to have hunkered down, just lived that luxurious, if you will, comfortable lifestyle in Alaska. Instead, we, like so many other people across this country, decided we will do all that we can in order to defend our republic, put America back on the right track, and I believe I did the right thing in accepting that call.
Okay, what's that smell? Oh, that's right, it's Sarah Palin talking. Really? She actually was saying that instead of, okay, let me get this right. Instead of staying on her job as an elected governor of one of our states, instead of doing her job, she quit in order to make money, which was the patriotic thing to do. That is what she was saying, right? I mean, that's what I'm hearing. So there's no war on women, by the way. The GOP still continues to say that there's no war on women. Unless, of course, the question's coming from the lamestream media that's Fox News. Greta Van Susteren, asks her about, well, the GOP attacking women, and you're going to love this analogy. Here we go, Sarah Palin, one more time.
Everybody misfires once in a while. And you know what? In the GOP establishment, what I have found, Greta, sometimes you're the Louisville slugger, baby. Sometimes you're the ball. And evidently, in these last months, per many, many comments from those within the GOP establishment, I'm the ball. That's okay. I'm out there working hard for Senate candidates, for House candidates, for those downstream positions that it can help stop this failed policy that Obama has put in place.
You know, I just kind of have to ask the question, because I just don't understand where Sarah Palin gets her information or her perspective or her point of view or her attitude or her mouth or her lack of intelligence. I don't know where she gets all this stuff. I wonder, as I listen to her bloviate on and on and on and on and on, who is she trying to impress? And I'm surprised that she didn't use a different analogy as well. She could have, you know, sometimes you're the hockey stick and sometimes you're the puck. Isn't she supposed to be the hockey mom? But I like the Louisville slugger ball scenario. But, Jeff, you're right. There is no war on women in the Republican Party, especially amongst Republican men. White Republican men, I might add. I underscore the word white.
Well, and what they were referring to is Dick Cheney's book where he says Condoleezza Rice cries too much. Gets a little too teary too often.
Too emotional.
Too emotional. And then rips on Palin as well. And that's what Greta was referring to. And she says his thoughts and comments on, quote, the women, which I don't know if she includes herself in on or not. But that was Palin's response to, you know, basically his war on women.
Well, Christine Berry again just tweeted, America gets 25% dumber every time Palin speaks. God, I hope not. We would be in like huge negative numbers at this point that we could never overcome. I'm astounded that anybody takes her seriously. And as sad as this is going to sound, Jeff, and if you really think that I'm being rude, tell me. But I still think that the average Fox viewer, I'm going to separate them by men and women, not demographically, just by sex. I think men look at Governor Palin and say, she's hot, I'd like to do her. And women look at her and say, I'm so proud that she stood up for her country. I think that that's pretty much the way people see her. Do you think I'm wrong?
No. In fact, who is the famous comedian who just got in trouble for saying almost that exact same thing? What is the guy's name? He's like British. He was dating Carrie
Ricky
Perry.
Gervais?
No, he was dating Carrie Perry.
Russell, what's
Russell
his name?
Brand,
Russell
yes.
Brand, yeah.
Yep, said basically the same thing in much more explicit terms. And if that's how he sees it, then I'm sure many people see it that way about Sarah Palin.
She's a very attractive woman. There's no question about that. I the first one to admit it. In fact, when they announced that she was going to, of course, everybody was like, Sarah who? Palin what? Alaska, huh? Of course, everybody, Democrat, Republican alike, looked at her and went, damn, like, get me some of that, right? That's what happened. That is what happened. Even if men that won't admit that that's what happened, I assure you. And then, you know, conservative women. And I remember so clearly people saying to me, women saying to me, I ask them, why do you vote Republican? Well, my husband told me to. And I'm not exaggerating. Women actually told me that. Why do you like Governor Sarah Palin? Oh, she's so brave. Wow, okay. Scary America. Scary America. All right. We got to take a quick break here for the top of the hour. When we come back, Shayton Berry from Michigan PTA will be with us talking about bullying. UnionCircle.com fellas in the studio with us at 7:35. But before we do that, I need a refill on my coffee. So I'm going to go take care of that, and we'll be back. Stay with us. This is First Shift, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch. uptick in your traffic. Just got some construction notes coming up at 9 a.m. 696 eastbound at Woodward Avenue. The left lane is going to be closed on that exit ramp. Also starting at 9 a.m. 696 westbound, just after Van Dyke. Going to have single lane closure. And they're still working on 94 in both directions between County Line Road.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny in 86. Tonight, clear skies in 65. Tomorrow, 91 with isolated thunderstorms throughout the day, and it's currently 66 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter, and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 right here on 1310 WDTW. Dearborn, Detroit, NBC News is next.
NBC News Radio, I'm Dirk Van. All eyes on the Federal Reserve as policymakers decide whether to give the slumping economy another jolt. CNBC's Brian Sullivan says that may not happen today.
The expectation now, according to CNBC surveys, is that more on the street expect that we will, by the end of the year, get another round of couple hundred billion in mortgage buying to try to keep driving down interest rates.
Power has been restored to most of India after that historic blackout left 620 million people without juice, easily the worst blackout in history. Those gas pains are coming back after falling for months. Gasoline prices on the rise, topping an average $3.50 for regular across the nation, the fourth straight week of increases. And working too hard may be the wrong prescription. A new study says overworked, burned-out hospital nurses can compromise patient health care, finding higher patient infection rates when nurses are asked to take on too big a workload. This is NBC News Radio. USPS in big trouble. The Postal Service has a $5.5 billion payment due today and no way to pay it, warning that it will run out of money in October unless it's allowed to make big changes, including ending Saturday delivery. He's the king of the rings. After taking the gold in the 4x200-meter freestyle, Michael Phelps has set an Olympic medal mark with 19.
You know, I thank those guys on my relay team for helping me achieve this milestone. You know, I know that relays are one as a team, and I couldn't ask to have a better team.
Meantime, another crowning achievement, the U.S. women's gymnastics team dominated the competition to take America's first team gold since 1996. And he's the running man, and there's no slowing him down. Mark Covert has run at least a mile every day for 44 years. That's 16,075 days, if you're keeping score. Critics say Mark is running a risk, but the 61-year-old from Lancaster, California, says he's never felt better. I'm Dirk Van, NBC News Radio.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Accountemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Accountemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Accountemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
Why, you?
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half Company.
Many kids using computers, tablets, and smartphones are having their online activity tracked, and there's no way for them or their parents to know. That's the reasoning behind new restrictions the Federal Trade Commission is expected to announce today. Wall Street Journal says the FTC rules will close loopholes in the 1998 Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, which right now allow third-party social networks and online advertisers to gather information about your kids without your knowledge. Tougher to have fun in the video game industry these days. Electronic Arts, maker of the Battlefield, Star Wars, and Madden NFL game franchises, reports an operating loss for last quarter, but is sticking with its growth forecast. Rival Take-Two Interactive, best known for the Grand Theft Auto line, posted a net loss last quarter. Asian stock markets mixed it up today with Japan's Nikkei down, indexes in Hong Kong and Shanghai up. Most markets in Europe right now are mixing it. S&P futures, though, are gaining 4 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
Everyone I know saves on the best stuff at Sam's Club. Great gear for back to class, amazing fruits and veggies, the coolest electronics, new tires.
August 3rd through 5th, be our guest to try Sam's Club free with no membership fee required. Shop in the club or online and save on family favorites like HP Notebooks, brand name apparel, and perfectly picked fresh produce.
It's good to be in the club.
Don't miss your chance to save like a member with no membership fee required. Come see why life is better when you're in the club. August 3rd through 5th, only at Sam's Club.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Were you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Account Temps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes. What's that?
On second thought, Bob from Account Temps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Heck.
As the clock chimes a reminder that it's time to punch in for another shift, those of us who have worked tirelessly to honor our contracts and the promise they represent have also been paying attention to the many promises that have been ignored by the politicians.
Now as we mark the time for change,
it is you and I who will confidently send the message that since it is only us who have upheld their promises, that 2012 marks the time for change. And change begins with First Shift with Tony Truffiano.
Good morning, everybody. A pleasure to be back with you this morning. I am Tony Truffiano. It is just 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, the first day of August 2012. That means the first day of school, just a month away, right after the Labor Day holiday. We will begin the next school year. And as we begin the next school year, we will finally have our first full year with the new bullying law in practice. The problem is, too many people feel, and I was one of them, it didn't go far enough. It certainly didn't deal with problems within the LGBTQ community. It still didn't deal with enumeration in a way that it needed to. Some would say, well, something's better than nothing. Others will not so will not agree with that so much. So as we take a look at the problem, we're not the only ones. And yesterday there was a panel discussion in Detroit that dealt with this. Joining us now to talk about that is Shayton Berry. Shayton is president of the Michigan Parent Teacher Association, or PTA, as most of us would remember them. And we welcome Shayton to the program this morning. I want to thank you so much for being with us, and I'm glad that we're having an opportunity to have this discussion before school starts, and it gets a whole lot busier for all of us, of course, once September gets here. Good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thanks. How did it go yesterday?
It was a great event. It really was. We had approximately about 50 people in the audience. We presented a resolution that the people in the audience, the parents, it was community members, it was students who all signed to help with this bullying and harassment issue. So what we wanted to do differently was not just have a conversation, but give people issues and things that they could go back into their schools, their communities, into their home and do, not just talk about it. Let's really get some action going with this issue. And so let's talk about these issues, talk about them in our homes, talk about them in our school settings, which is important because we do have this anti-bullying legislation that was passed, and we need people to actually not just know that it's there, but do something with it.
Well, there's no question that's true. You know, it's I had said during my introduction, some people feel it didn't go far enough. Others said that it should have been left alone. And we're all over the place. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, it doesn't mean that we can't go back and change things moving forward. It's better to have, I would suggest, something than nothing. And we do have something now in place, although it took us way too long to get to where we were at. Oh, politics being what it is, we'll let it go for now. But certainly it's important as we take a look at why we send our children to school. We expect there to be a certain level, Shatenberry, of safety. We would expect that our children would have an avenue, if they did not feel safe, to find the needed protection. And we can put all this on paper and we can legislate this all we want. The bottom line, though, is we need to start changing the culture at some level, don't we?
Correct. We need to stop. We need to realize one of the things that came out at the event last night is that people really talk about how teasing begins bullying. And if we don't get a grasp around, you know, how we interact with one another, how our the parents react and interact with the students. So if the parent is bullying the student at home, then the student's going to go to school and bully. And they talked about, and the students really talked about how they need to feel comfortable going to school personnel, going to adults to report bullying, because so many times they don't get the response that they're looking for. So they want to feel, they want to make sure, and they really stress that they need adults to know that when they come to them with the issue about bullying, that we as the adults take it serious. And then we react.
Well, I'm a little lost here. Yeah, you would think that, Shayton, you would think that that would just be obvious, but I guess it's not always obvious, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, and to hear those students talk about those things and have so much passion behind it and to give the explanations why we may not go, why we may not get involved, why we don't have these conversations, because the adults aren't doing their role. They're not doing their job, and they may not even understand. We've got to stop justifying bullying as kids will be kids.
Well, that's exactly where I was going to go with this. I mean, it's easy to say to little Johnny or little Janie, you know, I think you're being a little too sensitive. You know, if you just sit up straight and take your, you know, take it a little bit, you know, this is what builds character, Johnny. Johnny, this builds character. Just, you know, sit up a little straighter. You'll be fine. It's not always the case.
No. And there were students there who really expressed that. And I think that it was adults in the room who could really acknowledge the fact that they've done that. And once you acknowledge that you've done something, the next thing is to say, I will do better with that.
If your child, let me interrupt you for just a second. If your child is to come home, and you know, we've, again, school's just a month away. If your child's to come home, that first week of school, you and I will agree, is a tough week for a lot of kids. It really is. And it's tough for families. Your kid comes home that first week. How do you know the difference between a kid that's just unsure and a kid that's actually being threatened?
I think that the key thing is to listen. Listen to the conversation that the student is, and that your child is having, and pay attention to what they're saying. One of the things that the student said is that sometimes, you know, their mood change. And anybody with a teenager will say, well, we'll never be able to know because the moods change all the time. But I think the key thing is to pay attention and listen to what they're saying, or pay attention to what they're no longer saying, and begin to have that dialogue and begin those conversations with your child. You know, I think something that we've gotten away from is all sitting down and having dinner. Great opportunity to sit around and what was your day like? How was that? And have open discussions. And as long as we have those open discussions and we build that bridge and make it comfortable that you can tell me that information, then it'll work better. But it's really going to be paying attention. They may not tell you, but their mood may change. They may suddenly not want to go to school anymore. They don't want to participate in the activities anymore. We need to find out why, not just they're moody. You know, let's take it a step further. We have to actually get invested in our children's lives. Figure out what's going on with them.
Sheenberry, let's talk a little bit about the law. I mean, we agree that it needed to go further, right? You and I agree on that?
Yes.
Okay. No, it didn't. And we can talk about whether or not we should be fighting to change that, or does the conversation need to be, well, let's live within it? Or can we have both conversations?
I think it should be both conversations. Right now, it's what we have. We need to live within it. And we also need to fight to get the things in it that's not there. So, I mean, I think the bigger fight is, yes, we have this anti-bullying legislation right now. We have it. Let's make sure that it doesn't stop at the school district. Parents need to make sure that those policies come down to the individual schools and get in the schools, and they're working within the schools. And now let's work on ways to improve it. We can't just be happy because we got something. Let's make it something that's useful.
Well, you know, we need to be real clear on this. Your child should always feel safe at school. And if they don't feel safe, they should feel like there is a safe place to go. And if they don't, then there really is a bigger problem. My point of saying that, Shatenberry, is that if you're a parent and your child says to you or doesn't say to you, I think that was perfectly put, sometimes it's not what they say but what they stop saying. You need to pay attention. As a parent, you really do have a responsibility not just to expect that the school's going to be a really good babysitter for you.
Yes. I mean, we need to, you know, document those things. That's one of the things that I think we don't realize. Once you know that there's a bullying situation happening with your student or another student, you know, get in there, have those conversations, and bring it to the administration's attention at that school and document that that's what you're doing. And if you don't get any resolution there, you keep moving up until somebody will give you some resolution. Superintendent, school board, wherever you need to go, we don't need to just get bogged down and we can't get the response that we need immediately. We can't stop these. We can't give up because we can't allow our students to not feel safe. And if they don't feel safe in school, are they really going to be able to learn in school?
Well, that really is the point. Before we let you go, and we're almost out of time, what can people do to get more involved? What do you hope comes of the discussion that you had yesterday?
I hope that people will recognize that bullying and harassment is a huge issue that not only affects kids, it affects adults in this country, in this state, in our cities. I want people to know that they need to get involved, that they are so important. Parents are the key stakeholder in any school district. Their voice matters. Their voice is so important. And if they use their voice, if we come together and use our voice, we can change anything and make sure that every child in our state receives a quality education and a bully-free, harassment-free school environment.
All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time this morning, especially for your leadership and your very clear and compassionate voice on this critical issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
And thank you. All right, a quick break here. More to get to on the other side. This is For Shift. No more bullying. We'll be back after this.
First Shift with Tony Trippiano.
I want the top wealthiest Americans to be taxed higher and that money to go to education.
I want true democracy for the 99% of us just don't have it anymore.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
As your morning commute starts to pick up, we got a reported accident on 94 westbound and North River Road. And we got some slow traffic on westbound 696 between DeQuinder and 75. And a slow go on 275 northbound between Ford Road and Ann Arbor Road. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny in 86. Tonight, clear skies in 65. Tomorrow, 91 with isolated thunderstorms throughout the day, and it's currently 66 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
This is U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, and I'm running for re-election in the 14th District. Other communities in this new district, like Pontiac, Southfield, and Oak Park, already know my passion for serving. They know my track record of getting things done, like helping President Obama pass the health care bill and save the auto industry. They know that I also helped create nearly 3,500 jobs in our area. And while I may not be from Detroit, the fights I've led in Congress have benefited struggling families across this city. That's why this message is for you, Detroit. I firmly believe that our region will never be successful without a vibrant city of Detroit. If you vote for me, I commit to you that no other candidate will ever outwork me, and that no other community will ever outweigh you. I'm asking for the honor of serving you in the new 14th Congressional District, and more importantly, I'm asking for your vote. I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671. First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Oh, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Together we stand, divided we fall. Got something to get off your chest? Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. I got to tell you, 22 minutes after the hour, I really, during the entire break, thinking about Shayton Barry, Michigan PTA, this forum on bullying. I was bullied when I was in school, so this is an issue that ultimately is of grave concern to me personally. There are a lot of people within the sound of my voice that were also bullied, more men than women. Boys are more often bullied than girls, statistically, but that doesn't negate whoever is being bullied, whether it's one of you or a thousand of you or a million of you. When it is you being bullied, I assure you it's happening to you. It's your world. It's your universe. And it's all you can think about. You are consumed by it. I remember it doesn't take much to jog your memory. If you've ever been bullied, you know exactly what I speak of. And if we are not doing our best job to protect our children, and we're not, even with the current laws that not even a year old, it's not enough. You know, if we can make it better, bigger, stronger, faster, we need to do that. We do.
And we're talking bullied here, not picked on, right? There's a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, look at those tennis shoes he's wearing today. No, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about feeling threatened. We're talking about being threatened, not even just feeling threatened, being threatened. We're talking about people on a routine basis rallying the troops to try to make you feel less than as often as they possibly can. Yeah, there's, Jeff, that's a profoundly difficult problem. Profoundly difficult. And I remember when I was going through this, I finally had to tell my mother the truth, but it wasn't easy. I mean, it wasn't easy when I finally told her the truth. She was taking me, I kept on saying I didn't feel well, right? I didn't want to go to school because I didn't feel well. So she finally says to my dad, I think I need to take him to the doctor. So the doctor says, well, what's wrong? And I tell him, and they start doing testing. And that's when I realized that I needed to start being honest about what was going on, because they were looking for something they were going to never find. And I finally just told my mom what happened. And, you know, her first response is, well, I'll go speak to your teacher and your principal. And I was like, no, 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 no. That's the last thing I want you to do. This is why I didn't want to tell you. And, you know, it's horrible. And Jeff, the damage of being bullied is not something that you ever forget. It's nothing that you can ever let go of completely, because, you know, especially back, I'm 51 years old. When I was in elementary school and when I was in middle school, it's just, you know, it was like turn the other cheek. The adults in the room would turn the other cheek. It's almost like they had to catch somebody and then they'd slap them on the wrist, but that's all that would happen.
I remember people getting picked on a lot. And I think there's a big difference between what you're talking about and getting picked on. And people who think, you know, bullying is not that big of a problem in schools probably are thinking of examples of people getting picked on. And bullying goes way beyond that. And obviously, as people are reacting on online, it can go, you know, obviously it can affect you into adulthood and even further on into your life. But being picked on, I know a lot of kids who, you know, like you know, this goes on today and it's gone on for years or for decades. There's the nerds, there's the popular kids, and nerds will get picked on kind of thing. And I know a lot of people who were picked on a lot as kids and yet have become vastly successful adults, you know, having lives that I'm envious of. But as far as bullying goes, that goes beyond the realm of just being picked on, and kids will be kids kind of stuff. And to turn to turn away from that, I think is something that is ridiculous.
Well, there's no question that's true. And when we stop and we think about, people say, well, give you an example. I did give you an example what it means to be picked on. Let's say your mom makes you wear a striped shirt with plaid pants. Well, somebody might pick on you and make fun of you that day, but the next day you're wearing the right combination of clothes, and so then you're okay at that point. That's being picked on. Bullying is where you feel threatened. Now, Jeff, let's be honest about it. Sometimes the person that's being bullied is a little more sensitive, but there's a reason why they're sensitive. So we need to be mindful of that. And kids are never going to be mindful of that. It's not something that they're going to be mindful of. But you need to, you know, you need to work through that as a teacher. And let's say you've got 30, 35, 40 kids in your classroom. Let's say that in that classroom, 10% of kids are bullies or borderline bullies. Now you're talking about 3 to 4 kids in every classroom that's a bully. Think about that. You know, it's insane. This is insane. And then to compound that, now you've got a stress counseling staff, if you've even got a counseling staff. If you're fortunate to have assistant principals, plural, instead of just one, you understand what's going on here. And so we've got to be very careful that we, you know, pay attention to what's happening. We don't want another child to commit suicide. We don't want another child to be beaten up. We don't want another gay or bisexual or questioning or transgendered young person to have to suffer the indignity of what others will make them feel like because they don't understand them. that in and of itself is not reason enough to hate somebody. And we need to, as parents, educate our children that may be the bully, why it's wrong to bully. You know, well, let's take it back to our conversation in the 6 o'clock hour about sexting. I don't believe we need policies to stop sexting. We need policies to stop cell phone use in the classroom. But as a parent, you have a responsibility to say to your children, this is why sexting is wrong during the day. This is why it's wrong, period. But you really don't want to be doing it while you are in school. You don't want to bully anytime. You don't want to pick a fight. You don't want to be physical with somebody. It's just not what you want to do. So as parents, you have an obligation to teach your children right from wrong. You remember that, right? You remember that phrase? Do you know right from wrong? I don't even know if we have that conversation anymore. And we need to have that conversation much more often than we do. In a month, just over a month from now, we are going to be sending our young people back to school. Are they going to be safe? Are they going to have a path to freedom? Are they going to be able to learn? Are they going to feel empowered? Are they going to be safe? Yes, I'm coming back to that. Yes, I've said it 5 times now. I know, because I'm concerned, because I've been there. All right, a quick break. When we come back, my friends from UnionCircle.com, stay where you're at. This is First Shift. We'll be back right after this.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your roadways, we got 2 accidents that we're following. First one's over on 94 eastbound at the Southfield Freeway. It's in the construction zone, and traffic is getting by in the right lane only, and that's causing heavy traffic from Telegraph Road. Also on 96 eastbound at Kent Lake Road, accident has your left shoulder block, and that's causing slow traffic from Kensington Road. We got some slow traffic over on 75 northbound between Southfield Road and 4th Street. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny in 86. Tonight, clear skies in 65. Tomorrow, 91 with isolated thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 66 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. IBEW President Ed Hill says labor will rally in Philadelphia August 11th in the Workers Stand for America campaign to advocate that workers' issues be respected and addressed. Hill says neither Democrats nor Republicans are doing much on worker issues.
Working men and women's issues are really being ignored. Not only the Democrats, but everyone seems to be ignoring the plight of the working people in this country. The lack of jobs, the shipping of employment opportunities overseas, all of the things that have been accumulating for a number of years, and we've been trying to call attention to it for a long time.
A second Bill of Rights, workers' rights, will be featured at the August 11th Philadelphia rally.
I think it's going to be a huge success. We have people coming in on August the 10th to sign the second Bill of Rights. We have people coming in. We have the chairman of the Democratic Party, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is coming in on Saturday to be there to sign the second Bill of Rights. We have a lot of people that are excited about it. We look for 25,000 people to be in Eagan Circle.
Piedmont Airlines flight attendants on Tuesday began casting votes on whether or not to authorize a strike. Piedmont is a wholly owned subsidiary of U.S. Airways. The final vote count is set for August 17th. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, says it's focused on reaching a labor agreement that reflects the central role of flight attendants as first responders. The union says the airline doesn't share that view and has stalled the negotiations. On the heels of a utility fight in New York City, Connecticut is facing its own showdown. Jesse Russell reports.
The union representing workers at Connecticut Light and Power is demanding that the company hire more workers instead of depending on overtime during major storms. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers has reached an impasse in contract negotiations over the issue. On Tuesday, a rally was held which was attended by more than 200 electrical workers and their supporters, seeking to bring attention to the need for more employees. CLMP has been cutting back on workers and, according to the union, depending increasingly on contractors. The union has asked the utility to increase staffing by at the least 30%. CLMP has been the brunt of much criticism in the Nutmeg State following two storms in 2011. Communities throughout the state were without power for more than a week, with some customers being powerless for nearly 2 weeks. The utility alleges that it isn't staffing holding up the contract negotiations, but instead the union rebuffing a request that employees pay more to help cover rising health care costs.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support. Got something to tell, Tony?
1-888-552-3595.
Let your voice be heard on First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Now, time to punch back in.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour. I'm honored and excited to bring to you a couple guests. As you know, I've been promoting, and you've heard the advertising here on the show, for UnionCircle.com. Well, joining me now are the dynamic founders and empowered voices of Union Circle, Gary Bingham and Joe Lentini. And Gary and Joe, welcome to First Shift. I want to thank you both for being in studio with us today. And just thought, you know, since we're building a family here, might as well bring the two Papa Bears in so everybody can meet everybody. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having us.
I appreciate it. You know, Gary, let me start with you. Let's talk about, this is not something that you guys just decided a couple of months ago. Hey, you know, we need to put this social networking site together. So tell us a little bit about how this came to be.
Well, about 8 months ago, we met with some people that were, one time one of the guys did some work for AOL, and he's been developing programs, and we started talking about unions and how the unions today are, all the jobs that they're losing and what's been going on, and we said, gee, a good thing would be if we could get everybody together where everybody could be fighting one force. And it gives them a little bit more power. As you know, since the Reagan administration was there, I mean, the Democrats have lost all power and continually gone down. And in the last 5-6 years with the economy the way it is, nobody seems to know where they're going. And we just thought that if we put something together, it would work. And especially it kind of works with us. It works with our other business, everything that we do. All of our companies have always been union. We go after the unions. We want them to be us.
All right. Well, Joe, let's talk about the other things that you do before we talk a little more specifically about Union Circle. What is it that your companies, because there are multiple companies, what is it that you folks do?
We have two primary companies. One is a utility contracting firm called Lee-Com, Inc., and our members are IBEW Local 17. And we have another company called Golden Dental Plans, which is a dental HMO, and we service all the building trades, Teamsters, some UAW, Wayne County, Macomb County, City of Detroit, and our members in that company are UAW. So we are pro-union. We're union companies. And, you know, not just as a union company, but as a vendor of organized labor, we saw this. There's a struggle there for us to communicate with the membership. And a lot of the locals are having that same struggle. So one of the main goals of Union Circle is to try to help the local interact with the membership a little better, and the membership interact with the local as well. So it's a platform to communicate and to grow, to share ideas. It's free, and we're really excited about it.
You know, I and I'll throw this question back to Gary. I have been astounded. You know, we've been promoting this about a month, a little over a month now, and we. You know, we've shared this with a lot of people. We've had a lot of people join, and yet I haven't had one negative comment. I haven't had one person say, "Well, this functionality doesn't work," or "I don't think this is going to." Not one negative comment. And I'm just curious because you guys now have been live with this about the same amount of time I've been on board. I mean, live in a bigger way. Are you getting nothing but positive? I mean, normally I get negative feedback. I'm not getting not a word, not a negative word, not one.
Actually, Tony, we are getting nothing but positive feedbacks out of this. And one of the key things that we're noticing with a lot of the unions that we deal with and a lot of the unions that we're going after, they're looking forward to being on because they do not have a media sense for them to get to their members other than maybe mail or newsletters or this. This way now they can be able to go online, they can post the jobs that are coming up, they can post some activities that are going on in the union, they can do everything, get to their members immediately instead of waiting for it to go through the mail. And half the times, as you know, in the mail, people don't read it. Yeah. Especially if they think it's junk mail.
Well, and social media has become the way to do it. So to build this in that model, and Joel, I'll turn to you again, to build in that model of either Facebook or Twitter, what I find fascinating is you've integrated it with those things. So you don't have to leave anything to join this. You can actually integrate it with what you're already doing. So I'll give you credit for being the visionary there.
No, and that was by design. But it's also the site's working extremely well. But we're just starting to really grow the membership. And as the membership grows, the site's going to get more and more exciting because we have a tremendous amount of vendors that are looking to offer discounts to our members. You know, because it's not just voting power and the speaking power of Union Circle, but there's some buying power there too, and we want our membership to be able to share in that. So we've got a lot of vendors that are going to be on, I would say, within 2 weeks where you're going to see discounts, coupons all over. Giveaways are going to be expanded. There's a lot of people that want to give us products just to be able to get the word out there of what they have. We're trying to promote companies that are pro-union. And if they are union, that's even better. But we'll take union-friendly, too.
All right. And so that people understand this, this for both of you, if there are companies that are listening to us right now that have something to offer, you want to hear from them.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Let me give you a for instance, Tony. When we first started this, we did a major presentation to all the presidents of all the building trade unions, probably in January. At that time, there was a big picket line out in front of Art Van, their location. The carpenters have been picketing them for 6-8 months at least, minimum. We ended up doing the presentation. One of the gentlemen who is a partner of ours that's doing a lot of the advertising, Alan Sussman from Sussman Sites, was happened to be sitting in the room, heard the carpenters were, we don't want Art Van. Well, Art Van happened to be his client. He went back, met with Art Van, met with the people. The next day we had a meeting with Mike Jackson, the head of the carpenters, and they pulled the picket line off. They fired the non-union company, brought in the union company, and they've been with us ever since. That's just the power of this. They were afraid that all the unions get together. That's a lot of people other than just a few people.
You know, let me just ask you both, because this is kind of, a lot of times people will say, building the better mousetrap. And so you have this idea. And I'm sure that, when you guys first thought about doing this and got that small team together and got excited about it, you start to wonder, really, is there going to be a market for this? Are people going to get excited about it? And here we throw it out there. I'll give you an example. There's a guy last week that joined, and he joined on Monday. I saw him on Wednesday, and he said to me, I'm off work for a couple weeks. I'm not going to be back until mid-August. But I noticed yesterday when I went on unioncircle.com, he's been going nuts. He's posting all kinds of videos and links And so I sent him an email this morning before I came in. I get up, as you guys know, I get up awfully early, and I sent him an email this morning. I said, hey, Brian, tell me what's going on. It seems to me like you're having way too much fun. He said, I cannot wait to get to work and share this with people. So what he said, do you have any brochures? Because I have one here. So I'm going to have to get some of these from you guys. I'll come by the office because you're in Warren. I'll come by the office and get some. But he can't wait. I mean, people are chomping at the bit. Did you expect that people would react this strong a way? Because I didn't expect people to react this strongly.
We didn't really know how powerful it would be until we got started. And the more union leadership that we met with, the more we realized how exciting it was. So we think we're going to surpass all our goals as far as membership. We think it's going to be very, very exciting.
And this is, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is a national website. I don't want people, and that's the other thing I've been trying to stress. In fact, I'm guest hosting the Ed Schultz Show the next 3 days, mm-hmm. and I'm going to really promote this to his audience. This is a national community. This is not just local. This isn't Southeast Michigan. This is a national community, right?
Absolutely.
Plus, we're also international. We've now picked up all the building and construction trades in Canada. They're now members of Union Circle. The electricians, the bricklayers, they've all joined Union Circle. So we're pretty happy with that.
I would be, too. This is just such a neat thing. I found a video, this is my own little testimony. I found a video at unioncircle.com, and it was on, and I'll get into more specifics later, but it was on a company, a trade, the Associated Builders and Contractors, which is a right-leaning anti-union organization. And it beautifully explained what they were, because I sometimes, even though I'm a word guy, sometimes I have trouble just explaining this stuff. So somebody had posted this video on there. Joe, you're looking at me like, have you seen that video?
No, not yet.
Oh, you got to see it. It's great. Well, I took it, and not only did I post it, and this is where I love the Facebook function, not only did I comment on it on the UnionCircle.com site, but I also posted it to Facebook, and we got hundreds of comments on it. Wouldn't have happened without Union Circle. And it was a great video. It's 6 minutes long. It was perfectly done. And I had more people thank me for posting that, but I would have never found it without UnionCircle.com.
Well, we also have, within Union Circle, is UnionCircleNews.com.
Yes.
And it's the largest single site for labor-related articles that you can find. And we're drawing information from all over the country.
See, now this is where you're in trouble, because I told Cheryl, you know, I'm keeping notes. You guys are going to get, she goes, that's fine. Send me your notes. We want to hear from you. Because, you know, you got it. I just warning you, you got some of my notes coming your way.
Yeah, good. But you, like Joe said, with the Union Circle News, you go on. I mean, there's so many different articles, and it's updated every day. I mean, there's something new being posted and updated every day, so you can go on and find something new. Plus, for those guys that like to be on the computer and play games and stuff, we've even added an area where they can just play games. We have a variety of games for them to sit there and do if they want to do them.
Well, I've been really, really pleased with, you know, hey, we're always nervous, right, when it's our thing. Don't tell me that you weren't that. When you guys said to me, hey, go in there and play with it, you're nervous, right? You think, okay, what's Tony going to think? Well, I'm the same way. So I started sharing this before I even mentioned it on the air. I sent it to a handful of people and said, hey, go on there, join, friend me, my producer, Jeff. I said, you know, and then let me know what you think. And here I am crossing my fingers, going, oh, boy. Just because I like it doesn't mean everybody's going to like it, right? Come on, right. We've all had that experience.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, not a negative word. So
no, Gary and I are not Facebook guys. I mean, we're not guys that were on Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't get
prior
the impression.
Concept, we really aren't, we're not surfing on that much.
Well, you're pretty busy.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
All right, we got to take a quick break. Guys, can you stay with me a little longer?
Sure, sure.
Okay, great. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back. UnionCircle.com. Again, I want to point out that it's free. You can go right now and sign up. And then I want you to friend me. All you have to do is search my name, and I'm there, and friend me, and I'll accept your friend request, and we're good to go. Quick break. We'll come back and talk more about this on the other side. Stay with us.
First Shift with Tony Triano. Congress and I have certainly had our differences. I want to especially thank all the members who took a break from their exhausting schedule of not passing any laws to be here tonight.
On 1310 WDTW.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away, and so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members. A place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives.
UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen. Be heard. Take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Union.
Solidarity.
Democracy.
We make a difference when you give your voice.
What's on your mind?
1-888-552-3595.
You're listening to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. Gary Bingaman and Joe Lentini are with me from UnionCircle.com. UnionCircle.com. 40 million members of labor around the country. Now, that's just in the U.S. You guys are mentioning Canada, so that gives us, I don't know, probably another 5 million or more. This does have an, if it ends up having an international flavor, and interestingly, the American Federation of Teachers had their national conference in Detroit this past week, and I did the show from Kobo and spoke with some people out of the U.K. and where the union structure there was surprisingly similar to what it is here. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but the more I talked to these people, you know, it was just all very, very interesting. Maybe we can get them involved. But let me ask this question because it's a question that's been asked of me. Not every union seemingly is represented on your list of unions right now, but that's only a function of you haven't gotten to everybody yet. So it's, I mean, eventually, and we're not going to assume anything because people do need to sign into this. I mean, they need to buy in, but I can't imagine that you're not going to have everybody on board. Can you?
No, and the way the program is designed, once members from a certain union start joining, then we'll reach out to that union and we'll notify them that their page is active and allow them to take ownership of it.
Fair enough. I mean, you know,
I mean, it's a simple process.
Right. I mean, because I've had a couple people say, hey, I belong to this union and I didn't see them on the list. And okay, well, that doesn't mean you can't join. First of all, you don't need to be in a union. We'll talk about that in just a moment. You don't need to be in a union, but if your union's not on there, that doesn't mean that, we don't need some kind of coronation or blessing. If you live and breathe, you can join UnionCircle.com. So it's that simple. And there's no negative to your union not being on that list. But let's talk about opening this up to everybody. I think that's a brilliant idea. Gary, I'll ask you, why did you make the decision not to make this exclusive to just union folks?
Well, we thought there's plenty of people out there that really believe in unions and believe what they stand for. They believe in the democratic policies, and we just thought it would be right to have everybody involved that wanted to be involved. As we said, the pages that we set up for each union is they can set up their own private page where they have only access to them and their members, or they can invite anybody and everybody in, so they have that limitation to keep them out if they don't really want them out. But we want everybody to join. We want everybody to be part of UnionCircle.com.
All right. Well, I got to tell you, one of the things that I like about when you – every time you go in, you get Well, I don't want to ruin it. Folks, go. You just got to go because you can actually win stuff right away. Right now, you can go win stuff. I'm
right
just
now, today.
Today, I'm going to leave it alone though. I keep on thinking if I win, I think I'm going to have to donate it back because I already feel like I'm getting so much out of it. I really am enjoying this website, guys. I mean, I'm enjoying it maybe more than I should, but I'm really enjoying it's the functionality. The idea of it is what really excites me because. Something that we've talked about on this show many, many times, maybe you've even heard us talk about it, to be in on the ground floor of something is what's really exciting. Why don't you both address that? Because talk about ground floor, you guys are the founders of this. So, Joe?
Well, again, I mean, the concept just came up because we saw the need to communicate. A lot of unions that we deal with, a lot of locals have got some dynamic websites. But the membership's just not really visiting it on a regular basis. So the intent of Union Circle is to create a little more excitement, a little more reason for the member to come to that site. And once he's at that site, the local can engage him or the international can engage him. They can steer him to their website. They can send any kind of information they want to him. They can send it to his cell phone. There's all kinds of levels of functionality to this. Not only can a... there are controls that you don't have with other social platforms. There is information that a local may want to share across the country. They may want to share with anybody. There may be some information they would only like to share with their membership. You could have a local that has membership throughout the state where they could actually have inner circles within a circle for different contracts, different negotiations. So it's just a dynamic tool. We've been programming it for... I would say close to a year now. Mm-hmm. So it didn't happen overnight. And the funny thing is the input that we keep getting, you know, we just keep developing and developing. And it's, you know, it's a living program. I don't think it'll be ever finished. I think we'll just constantly...
Nor should it ever be finished. I think you make a profoundly important point there. For those that... And I know that one of the things that you... one of the first things that you both said to me when we met that one morning... is you said if you see something that we should be doing or if somebody suggests that we want to know, you know, send us that information. We want to know, and we can make these changes, you know, pretty damn quickly. And which is one of the great things about technology. Not that I would know or necessarily you would know how to do this, mm-hmm. but you hire the right people to do, and you don't know that because that's what I'd have to do. Which is, I'm sure, what I can't see you guys sitting around programming the website. Got it. God knows that's true because you're both so very busy. But that's one of the things I like about it is that it is a living, breathing community. And like any community, virtual or otherwise, it's going to grow as the demands of that community grows. I mean, that's absolutely pretty exciting.
And we welcome and we're still developing one aspect of it. And that is something we touched on earlier and you brought it up. And that's the fact that union-friendly businesses, we do want to help them promote their product. You know, we totally believe in Buy American. This little incident that just occurred with the uniforms for the Olympics.
Yeah. I mean,
that's unbelievable in our minds. And these things should never happen. So at the very minimum, we want to promote businesses that are hiring in this country, that are producing products in this country. So it's a win-win for everybody.
That is a win-win for everybody. Well, I think that especially as people go on it and explore it, you know, I know that every time, it'll happen today because we're talking about this now, and so people are going to go on a little later on today once they get to work or once they get home from work this evening, and I'm going to get a note. Well, that's the other thing I like about one of the other parts of the functionality of the site. Every time somebody joins and sends me a friend request, I get an email from unioncircle.com that says, hey, so-and-so joined, wants to be your friend. I click on a link. It takes me right to the website. I just accept it, friend, and it's done. It's over. It's that simple. I don't have to remember to go on because it automatically emails me to do that, which I appreciate. Somebody that's busy like me, then you don't have to worry about it. And so it'll really be interesting to see what happens over the next couple days because we're doing this now. I'm going to be promoting the heck out of it on this national show that I'm guest hosting the next 3 days. So let's see this thing grow. I'm really kind of curious to see what's going to happen over the next few days. Let's see if we can stress your system out. There's my goal. My goal is to crash you guys.
Well, we hope you do.
Yeah,
we
there
really
you go.
we really appreciate you having us here this morning.
No, it's really my pleasure.
I said it on the break, but It's too bad that you're not streaming live, because people should see how animated you are and how much fun you are to be with.
Well, I
appreciate
that. You know,
you're fun to listen to, but it's even better when you're in the room.
I appreciate that. We've got to take a break for the top of the hour. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you
for having
us. All
right,
we'll have you back. All three of us are very good friends with Kevin Moore. Quick break for the top of the hour. Stephen Henderson from the Detroit Free Press. When First Shift continues, but we got to get to the break. We'll do it now and be back.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your roadways, we got two accidents that we're following. First one's over on 94 eastbound at the Southfield Freeway. It's in the construction zone, and traffic is getting by in the right lane only, and that's causing heavy traffic from Telegraph Road. Also on 96 eastbound at Kent Lake Road, accident has your left shoulder blocked, and that's causing slow traffic from Kensington Road. We got some slow traffic over on 75 northbound between Southfield Road and Fort Street. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny and 86. Tonight, clear skies and 65. Tomorrow, 91 with isolated thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 66 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your First Shift weather.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW Dearborn, Detroit, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now, NBC News with the latest.
NBC News Radio, I'm Jim Kleszewski. He's king of the ring, swimming champ Michael Phelps, carving his name in the Olympic history book on a day that saw crowning achievements for U.S. athletes. NBC's Kevin Tibbles in London.
He is now the greatest Olympian of all time. Michael Phelps making it a career total of 19. And across town, there was history of another kind. For the first time in a generation, the American women's gymnastics team are Olympic champions.
The U.S. and China tied in the medal count at 23. Another boost for gay marriage, a U.S. district judge ruling that a federal law that defines marriage as between a man and a woman and then denies tax, health, and other benefits to married gay couples is unconstitutional. And the check is not in the mail. The U.S. Postal Service says it cannot make a $5.5 billion payment to the Treasury for future retiree health care. Defaulting on the payment, the latest setback for USPS, which is losing $25 million a day. This is NBC News Radio. 620 million people in India are no longer in the dark. NBC's Jim Maceda says the juice is back on in India, ending the largest power outage in history.
Officials blame the states for using more power than they were allocated. But analysts say record blackouts are bound to happen, as an outdated grid just can't keep up with the appetite of an emerging economic superpower.
Longshot Republican Ted Cruz will duel Democrat Paul Saddler for the open U.S. Senate seat in Texas. Cruz, a Tea Party favorite, defeating Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst in yesterday's primary runoff. Wall Street has its eyes on the Fed today as policymakers decide whether to deliver another fiscal boost to the slumping economy. And a young man with a big plan is working 9 to 5 to help his hometown. When 9-year-old Joshua Smith heard that Detroit was $100 million in the red, he sprang into action, selling lemonade, fruit punch, and popcorn, hoping the proceeds will help the Motor City cut the grass and pick up the trash. I'm Jim Kleszewski on DC News Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't let dirty oil wreak havoc on your vehicle's engine. Clean it up with Quaker State Conventional Motor Oil on sale for $2.99 a quart at O'Reilly Auto Parts, along with specially priced oil change kits for $5. Everything you need to make changing your oil quick and easy. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot is rolling out a new way to do any paint project faster. New Behr Premium Plus Ultra with stain blocking, now just $31.98 a gallon. The number one paint and primer in one now has powerful new stain blocking for the toughest jobs and better adhesion on almost any surface. Time to roll with new improved Behr Ultra, the newest way to a faster paint project. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Tomorrow, many of the nation's big store chains report their July U.S. sales totals. One chain is out with its news a day early. This morning, Costco reports sales at locales open at least a year rose a better than expected 5%. If you own or are leasing a luxury car or SUV that's 2 to 3 years old, your dealer wants to hear from you. There's such a shortage of luxury vehicles from those years. Many dealers are buying those cars sight unseen and offering early exits from lease agreements just to get the cars. In the minutes ahead, ADP, the paycheck processor, releases its report on July job creation. Analysts forecast we'll get a reading of 105,000, meaning that's how many jobs the nation's private sector will have added to the economy. The ADP report precedes readings of job cut announcements and jobless claims tomorrow and full employment and unemployment Friday. Stock futures higher, S&P futures gaining 4, NASDAQ futures up 11. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at IBM.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
Does your business thrive by serving other businesses? Would you like a proven way to build a healthy flow of qualified B2B leads to grow sales? Hoovers has developed a best-in-class lead generation tool that makes it easy for you to find the right leads for your business. You'll simply be amazed at how qualified the leads are and how fast it works. Try it out today for free. Get 50 free leads and a 24-hour trial. Just call 800-239-0011. That's 800-239-0011. Don't wait. Call 800-239-0011.
Everyone I know saves on the best stuff at Sam's Club. Great gear for back to class, amazing fruits and veggies, the coolest electronics, new tires.
August 3rd through 5th, be our guest to try Sam's Club free with no membership fee required. Shop in the club or online and save on family favorites like HP Notebooks, brand name apparel, and perfectly picked fresh produce.
It's good to be in the club.
Don't miss your chance to save like a member with no membership fee required. Come see why life is better when you're in the club. August 3rd through 5th, only at Sam's Club.
Newman, where's Shipley with my cost analysis?
She's homesick, Mr. Fernwell. I'll handle it.
Ooh.
Oh, no, are you sick too, sir?
Newman, last time you did the cost analysis, it wasn't pretty. Call Bob from Accountemps.
Oh, I never get to do any of the important stuff.
Okay, you can do payroll.
Yes, what's that?
On second thought, Bob from Accountemps could handle payroll, too.
Bob.
Call Accountemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Accountemps, a Robert Half.
As you grab your time card and get ready to punch in, and as you dedicate another day to honoring your contract and your commitment to quality,
maybe it's time to reinforce to your boss and your elected representatives that they owe you for continuing to make their lives easier.
And that it is the work that you do that rewards them for the work that they do.
That it is because of you that progress is made.
That your sacrifices and your willingness to change help them grow.
And now it's time to honor what you have done.
And what you have done cannot be ignored any longer.
You will now raise your voice.
Your voice is now. First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome, everybody. I am Tony Trupiano. 6 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, the first day of August, 2012. The first day of August. That's right. You heard me. It's that time of year. That's okay. We knew it was coming, right? The summer's flying by. As I said yesterday, if August is traditionally the hottest month of the year, what can we expect this year? It's been a summer. Absolutely. Jeffrey Radford, I am not anti-summer. Why does he keep doing this to me? All right. Anyway, we have much more important things to do than to listen to Jeff's accusations of my being anti-summer, since I am one of the most pro-summer people you will ever meet. But that's all right. I'll prove it next year for sure. I promise. With that said, so I can get myself out of this, let's get our intro out of the way and get this thing going.
Editorial page editor and host of American Black Journal,
the Detroit Free Press's and First Shift voice of reason.
One of the questions that, again, the governor is going to have to face is, can you afford to come in and make police officers and other public safety workers less comfortable than they are? You're especially going to need them to keep the city from completely crumbling while you do this restructuring.
Mr. Stephen Henderson.
And joining us now is Mr. Stephen Henderson. Thanks for saving me this morning, Stephen. Appreciate you coming back with us this week.
No problem.
Well, our discussion, before we get into the topics du jour, our discussion last week on Belisle was incredibly popular for an entire week. I am still getting feedback on last Wednesday's show, even last night. A wonderful woman who lives in the city, profoundly thanking you for feeling and writing about it and blogging about it. I mean, people appreciate the fact that you want what they want. I mean, they really appreciate that, Stephen.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Because I would encourage people who are concerned about Belisle or its future to also call down the city council and express those feelings. Because, one of the things that I hear from council members a lot, and I'm talking about the council members who voted, 2 weeks ago to try to, stop the state from, quote-unquote, taking Belisle, I hear from them about the phone calls that they get and the emails they get, which are both pretty relentless, and there are They're mostly very negative. I think there's a small group of people in the city who have very loud voices, who have a lot of time on their hands for whatever reason, and who show up at meetings all the time, who send emails and make phone calls down to council members, and they have a lot of influence because of that. Council members will tell me, well, that's what I'm hearing from people, is that they don't want this and that they are suspicious of the state. I think it's important that people who feel differently make sure that they get heard too. And I sort of feel like those of us who live in the city and don't have time to be in council people's ears all the time sometimes get discounted in that process. So,
I think you make an important point, and we love those passionate activists. We do. They are in any community, they are the backbone of any community. Then one of the dangers, though, of those backbone activists is that because they do have such a strong voice, sometimes a very small minority of people end up getting the majority of the decisions, and that's not always what's best for any community. I'm not saying just specific to the city of Detroit, but to any community. And so we need to be careful.
And if you look at the way Detroiters have been voting the last 3 or 4 years, I mean, we had a lot of elections in Detroit over a lot of different things. The message that the voters are sending is that they want change. They voted in Dave Bing, and we can talk all day about whether he's delivered the change that we thought he was going to deliver, but certainly that was the message he was delivering during the campaign. They elected a brand new council majority for the first time in 35 years. Turned out more people than they kept. They voted for a new charter for the city. They voted for council by district instead of at large. I mean, people, when they ask everybody what we want in Detroit, what you get is this idea that we want something different. But if you go down to a council meeting and watch the people speaking, and again, I'm not denigrating those people, I think that's great that they go down and make sure that they're heard, I think you hear something different, though, than what you are seeing at the ballot box. And that, to me, tells me that it's not necessarily representative of the majority. And so people who feel like, let's do something different, let's get the city going in a different direction, let's clean up Belisle and maybe harness some state money that we don't get right now in order to do it, they need to pick up the phone and make sure that they're heard.
Oh, no question. All right, let's move on to the topics at hand for this morning. Of course, my producer, Jeff, reminded me. I was downtown at the American Federation of Teachers Convention all weekend, including doing the show there Friday and Monday, Stephen, which I enjoyed thoroughly. I always love being downtown, and people can say what they want about Cobo. It's massive. The thing is just massive. I mean, it really is. It's a beautiful building, and there's so much good stuff going on, and I saw the beehive activity with construction. But all that being said, Much to my surprise, and I didn't think it was possible, the people mover turned 25. Sweet God, where has the time gone, Stephen Anderson?
I remember my first ride on the people mover.
Yeah, me too.
I'm pretty sure I was a senior in high school, and went down there and got on and literally just rode it in a circle because it wasn't like, I was going anywhere I needed to go. But I wanted to see what it was all about. And, it's 25 years old. And we've had it in the form that it's been, in the form that it is now for that entire time, which I think is sort of one of the great ironies of mass transit in Detroit was the reason that we got federal money to build that was because it was the basis for a much larger transit network that was supposed to sort of spur off of it. And, of course, that never happened. I mean, there were supposed to be lines that went out Gratiot and Woodward and Michigan Avenue and I think Grand River off of the People Mover. Of course, we don't have anything right now. We barely even have a bus system. So it's a bittersweet quarter century that we've been having the same fight over and over and over again and not making any progress.
Well, you know, there was the big controversy, of course, is what you pay to ride the People Mover, right? They're gonna increase the price and. And
yeah.
I didn't care. Charge what you want to charge. We were down there for, and I'm trying to remember, the Jeff Jack dinner, the Democratic Party's Jefferson Jackson Day dinner, a couple months back. And my wife and I hopped on the People Mover just to do it. I mean, that's why we did. We took the whole thing. We took the whole tour of the city, and I thought it was, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, one thing that's happened in the last 5 or 6 years at least is as we've gotten more and more people working downtown, and certainly as downtown has grown as an entertainment destination, the People Mover actually has sort of come into its own as a form of actual transit as opposed to a novelty. So if you go downtown on a Friday night, for example, and there's a ball game and there's a concert at the Fox or something like that, there are a lot of people who are parking on one side of downtown and getting on the People Mover and riding around to the event that they're going to. And so as we get more and more events downtown, it's actually being used as transit. I mean, it's less of a joke, in my opinion, now than it was when they built it. I mean, I remember the horrible fun that people made of the whole idea of it. They call it Coleman's train after Mayor Coleman Young, who pushed so hard to get it built. But I think what we're seeing is that in a city that has actual density, and we don't have density all the time yet in Detroit, but we're starting to see when specific times when there's a lot of density in downtown. There's just a lot of people and driving around is really difficult, that mass transit makes sense, that if you can get on a train for $1 or $1.50 and ride around to where you need to go, that makes sense. And what I'm hopeful of is that enough people have that experience and see it as functional to be able to move the conversation on mass transit in a broader sense forward, so that we get a bus rapid transit system that would take people from the suburbs into downtown, or if we get this light rail running up Woodward. I think the public support for that here has always been very low because, you know, it's a big car town and people are skeptical of any sort of regional exercise here.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the People Mover will now sort of help move that conversation forward.
As do I. We do need to take a quick break here. Stephen Henderson, my guest. Feel free to join us, by the way, 888-552-3595. We're up against the break. We'll take it and we'll be right back.
First Chip with Tony Trippiano.
President Obama wanted to move the dinner to the Kennedy Center this year, but the Republicans wanted to keep it here at the Hilton, so they compromised, and here we are at the Hilton.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
As we head into your rush hour traffic, we still got those two problems. First one's over on 94 eastbound at Southfield Road, where accident is in the construction zone and traffic is getting by in the right lane only. Traffic is now backing up from Middle Belt Road. Also, 96 eastbound at Kent Lake Road, accident has your left shoulder blocked with slow traffic from US 23. And we got slow traffic on southbound 75 between Rochester and 8 Mile. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny in 86. Tonight, clear skies in 65. Tomorrow, 91 with isolated thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 66 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Today in the United States, labor is under siege. Unions are being assailed. In states like Wisconsin and Ohio, collective bargaining rights are being stripped away. And so-called right-to-work laws aim to eliminate unions entirely, so companies can pay less or outsource jobs completely. As a result, you're being divided, and there's no one place for you to be heard, no one place to speak, no one place to stand together, until now. Welcome to UnionCircle.com, an online community created specifically for union members, a place where 40 million active and retired union members, their friends, family, and supporters all across North America can be counted. UnionCircle.com provides a forum for members to interact and build a powerful voice. Union members can share their thoughts and opinions. Union locals can post news and announcements. People who run for public office and who stand with the unions can spread their message and rally union members. Because united we stand, united we vote. You'll also find union-friendly businesses that offer Circle members exclusive discounts, promotions, special offers, rewards, and coupons, all to help support America's workforce. And all UnionCircle.com members can create a call to action to make a real difference in their city, their jobs, and their lives. UnionCircle.com is the online community for anyone who believes in restoring the middle class and that the strength of this nation is in its workers. It's a website just for you. Will UnionCircle.com replace Facebook? Not at all. As a matter of fact, it's tightly integrated with both Facebook and Twitter. But while Facebook and Twitter connect you to family and friends and LinkedIn to professional contacts, UnionCircle.com is specifically designed to connect you with your fellow union members and to keep you plugged into union activity locally and nationally. It is the perfect site for all union members because America's unions have always known that there is power in numbers and strength in unity. Listen, be heard, take action. Now is the time. UnionCircle.com is the place. Get in the circle. UnionCircle.com.
This is D. Alexander Bullock. Join me and Tony Trippiano on August 25th at 12 noon for the Crusade for America Parent and Youth March. We march for an urban policy. We march for a war on poverty. We march to save democracy. We march to stop gun violence. Get active, get engaged, and get involved. For more information, like us on Facebook at Rainbow Push Detroit and follow us on Twitter at Rainbow Push MI.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trippiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
In a blue-collar, get-to-work-and-get-the-job-done kind of state like Michigan, there's only one show that cares about the men and women
who put in a hard day's work every day.
This is First Shift on 1310WDTW. Now, back to Tony Trippiano.
Hey, welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. Stephen Henderson, my guest. We do have a caller, so we're going to go to the phones. Feel free to join us, by the way, 888-552-3595. Tom in Detroit joins us now. And, Tom, I want to welcome you back to First Shift, and you're on the air with Stephen Henderson.
Yeah, good morning, Tony. Good morning, Stephen. I want two topics I want to make comment. One is Belle Isle, and the other is about the People Mover. Now, we'll take the People Mover in this order. The People Mover was meant to do more than go around in a 2.9-mile circle, because if you look at a topographical map of Detroit, you can see the streets that the major thoroughfares that radiate out to, you know, out of the city going north and even going, you know, east and west. There was supposed to have been rail that was supposed to have been hooked up to that people mover. And don't get me wrong, I understood at the time, you know, a certain person, when another person came in the office, called the guy prune face, and then all of a sudden the money dried up, you know, in terms of expanding the people mover. And I think that, and I wrote this in the one of the letters to the editor, about the 1%, I'm talking about Matt Cullen, Dan Loeb, and all of those, you know, men and women who have an interest in that M1 rail that's going to go from the downtown to the boulevard. I hope they keep pushing this because, I mean, you know, they talk about Detroit becoming a world-class city. All of those world-class cities, and I don't need to go into the name of them, that have, you know, that are deemed world-class, they've got a rapid transit system that, you know, helps make them world-class.
Yeah, Tom, don't go anywhere. Let's go and comment on that first. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. Well, I think I mentioned in the first segment that in fact, if you go back and look at the plans that were submitted to the federal government to get the Department of Transportation money to help build the people mover, that's exactly what it was. It was supposed to be a circle that would have these spurs that went out. And ones that I remember were Gratiot, Woodward, Michigan,
Grand River.
I think Grand River, but I could be wrong about that. But you're exactly right. It was supposed to be something way more than what we have now.
All right. In your comments on Belle Isle, Tom?
Belle Isle, I'm right here on Belle Isle. This quote-unquote takeover, no, it should not be taken over. I mean, a lease, fine, but 99 years or 90 years? No, you don't give nobody no kind of lease for that long. I mean, my whole thing is May 2nd in one of the dailies here, which will not be remain unnamed, the article... The article was, okay, that the city can't cut the grass, and we're talking about closing bathrooms on Belle Isle. Well, I mean, excuse me. I mean, you know, if you can't cut the grass and keep the restrooms open for the people who are going to go out there and use the island, you know what? It's time for help, okay? You know, because when you – my wife and I and my brother and my sister-in-law, we were at Belle Isle on a 102-degree day. While I was out there, I saw beds that had been dug into the ground with old charcoal briquettes left there. It looked like they had been there sometime. You go to Metropolitan Beach, you go to Lower Huron, you go to Kensington or wherever, you don't see that kind of stuff. And it's all because there's a vehicle fee that they charge people to come in there, and they've got ample enough staff to take care of and keep the place clean.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
And Tom, God knows, and thank you for your call. God knows that there are few people as passionate about the city of Detroit. And, Stephen, I would suggest you've run into Tom once or twice throughout your travels.
Tom is
one of those activists that cares, and what he says matters to me, and I want him to be happy.
I think that's right. And I think, you know, what you're hearing is, you know, the frustration that people have with the lack of city services. I mean, Belle Isle, it should be a jewel. It should be this wonderful park that has all kinds of programming and stuff on it, which is what you find in other cities. It doesn't because we don't have the money, and the state does. You think about the state, you know, the state runs one park in the city of Detroit. It's Milliken along the riverfront. It's pristine, and it's just, you know, it's just great down there. If they could use some of that money to help Belle Isle, I just don't see why we would say no.
No. You know, and interestingly, and then we'll move on and talk about another gem, but interestingly, of all the people that had contacted me in the last 7 days about Belle Isle, and I'm going to suggest there were 50 of them. Two of them were absolutely, totally against the state being involved in any way, shape, or form. Only two.
Yeah.
The only negative I got was on the 99-year lease. Beyond that, people were like, absolutely, let the state take it over. I have no problem with that at all. It just doesn't need to be for 99 years.
Right, yeah, and I'm not sure what the – I don't know why that number is part of the deal. I don't know what that signifies. I mean, I have no idea. But frankly, for me, it doesn't raise the kind of hackles that it does for some people, because I'm like, what difference does it make? If we get 99, to me, that says 99 years of money out of the state natural resources fund going into Belle Isle, which, you know, again, that's a fund that Detroiters have a right to a share of, but that we don't get anything from right now. So, if they want to make it 50 years, they want to make it 10 years. I don't really care. It just seems to me that it's a no-brainer to start leveraging those dollars for the biggest park in Southeast Michigan.
All right. Very quickly, because we're running out of time, got a call yesterday from somebody that said, hey, I'm calling from so-and-so firm, and we'd like you to vote yes on the DIA millage. Of course, told them I would be doing that, be happily.
Yeah.
And then they said, is there any chance that you can ask your friends to vote yes as well? So, Stephen, would you be so kind as to vote yes on the DIA millage?
Yeah, I'm pretty much in on that one. Full disclosure, my wife is the marketing director at the DIA, and my kids are in the commercials that they're running for the millage right now because she works there, and
they are adorable, by the way.
Yeah.
all three of them.
You know, the DIA is such a close place to my heart. I mean, as a kid growing up here, it was one of those really special places in the city to me. It was a place that introduced me to art, and of course my favorite artist of all time is Diego Rivera, and that's because the murals meant so much to me as a kid. I just can't imagine Detroit without that institution, and that's what's sort of at stake here. So yes, people should get out and go vote for the millage.
You know, it's great because the television commercials are perfect. I even got a couple robocalls as well.
Yeah.
And one of the robocalls says what one of the commercials says. Imagine knowing that any morning when you get up, you can go to the DIA for free. Wouldn't you want to do it?
Yes, that's right.
Like, yeah, absolutely. That's a great simple question. Of course, I'd want to do it.
Sure. We lived in Baltimore for about 12 years, and Baltimore has two art museums, both which receive heavy subsidy from the city and the state, and they're free all the time. Neither of them really holds a candle in terms of the size of the collection or the programming for the DIA. This really is where we are in rarefied company in terms of the stature of our museum, and we really do need to preserve that in a way that makes some sense.
Absolutely. Well, we are just out of time, so we're going to let you go for this week, but we'll look forward to visiting with you again next week, which will be the day after primary day, so I imagine we'll have plenty to talk about then.
Yeah, there'll be a little bit going on.
A little bit. Thanks, Stephen, so much. Appreciate it, as always.
Yep, anytime.
You bet. Stephen Henderson with the Detroit Free Press and host of American Black Journal. A quick break here, Lori Lamoran from Planned Parenthood when we continue.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
As we head into your rush hour traffic, we still got those two problems. First one's over on 94 eastbound at Southfield Road, where accident is in the construction zone and traffic is getting by in the right lane only. Traffic is now backing up from Middle Belt Road. Also, 96 eastbound at Kent Lake Road, accident has your left shoulder blocked with slow traffic from US 23. And we got slow traffic on southbound 75 between Rochester and 8 Mile. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny in 86. Tonight, clear skies in 65. Tomorrow, 91 with isolated thunderstorms throughout the day. And it's currently 66 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Ah, it's August. Time for the presidential nominating conventions. This grand testimonial of our citizens' rights and liberties will begin with the Republicans in Tampa. Flags are being mounted, majestic music is being arranged, uplifting speeches are being scripted, and, as has now become normal for these spectacles of democracy in action, heavily armed police repression of our cherished First Amendment rights is being ordered. Of course, the delegates, candidates, lobbyists, and billionaire funders inside the GOP's convention bunker will be perfectly free, as they should be, to gild the promises and lies that will frame their presidential campaign. They will not be bothered by the 4,000 riot-geared police that authorities will deploy around Tampa. However, any outsider citizens who come to practice the hallowed freedoms of public assembly and speech at the convention will be welcomed by a thoroughly un-American police state. In May, at the behest of National Republican officials, Tampa's mayor and council passed a temporary ordinance to suspend our First Amendment and authorize a crackdown on protesters. Warning ominously that a few vandals might get out of control, the ordinance tries to force all citizen demonstrators into a few restricted parade routes and what amounts to protest pens. Preemptive detainments, indiscriminate mass arrests, and police infiltrations of peaceful protest groups can be expected. Ironically, that's the kind of autocratic excess that led to the American Revolution itself. This is Jim Hightower saying, the city's top lawyer recently barked that troublemakers will not be tolerated. But the real troublemakers are inside the hall, and inside a police system that's being used to stomp on the very freedoms that America is supposed to embrace and encourage. What's coming down in Tampa this month is not what Madison, Jefferson, and the others meant by liberty.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
First word.
First thoughts. First with the news and newsmakers that matter to you. First Shift on 1310 WDTW with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after the hour. Welcome back. A pleasure to be with you. I always look forward to Wednesdays at this time because we get to visit with Planned Parenthood. But let me not steal their thunder. Let's do our open, and then we'll get things going.
Their reach matters.
And in a year where the most basic truths and access to help is as critical as it has ever been.
Many people in the news are talking about a war on women, and others are denying it.
First Shift is proud to welcome to our airwaves an organization who continues to be the center of empowerment and honesty.
But certainly any objective look at the kinds of policies, et cetera, that some of the states are putting forward and being endorsed by the Republican candidate certainly would suggest that we don't think women are an important part of society.
And as they continue to provide services that save lives and provide a path to sanity,
First Shift proudly brings you the gift of Planned Parenthood.
And joining us now, as she does almost every week at this time, Lori Lamoran, the CEO of Planned Parenthood Mid and South Michigan. And Lori, as always, a pleasure to have you with us today.
Good morning, Mr. Tony. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. You know, I was kind of having an internal struggle, as you know, with our topic today. And I thought, okay, it's not that I mind talking about senior citizens and sex. And it's not that I mind talking about sex. And it's not that I mind talking about older people. So then it occurred to me, I'm one of those people, Lori. That's where I was struggling with this.
Well, when I first got the notes for our discussion today, and they were describing senior sex as sexual relations among those who are 50 and older, I had the same reaction.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm not sure that senior, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, well, you know, and of course, I got the reminder right before my 50th birthday, which was longer ago than I want to admit to, that I, you know, was eligible for my AARP card. And that's when I knew that it was the beginning of, well, not the end, but of something. Anyway, Lori, with all that being said, I think it is important. We do look at the sex lives of older people differently now than we ever have. We have the advancement of erectile dysfunction drugs. People are living healthier, longer, more empowered lives. And of course they're going to be having sex later on in life. Now that might be more of a blessing or a curse depending on who you are. But you know, with that being said, we should probably have that discussion. It's time to have that talk now with the older people, not just the younger people.
Well, I think it, I think there's a mindset that, that these things don't apply to people over a certain age. And of course that isn't true. And I think just as we, understand that, you know, well, everybody says all the time that 50 is the new 30, et cetera. I think that's true. I think baby boomers of a certain age now are younger, are engaging in activities that are far different than our parents or grandparents did at the same age. And I think it's topical and timely to say, and we shouldn't think of sexuality among seniors to be an unusual thing anymore at all. But in fact, it should, we should view it as something that happens and is appropriate and healthy and something to look forward to. And I tell you, that gives me hope.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, so part of this discussion has to be STDs are sexually transmitted diseases. And now if there are people that are saying, hello, we're talking about people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and they don't know about STDs, guess what? They don't.
No, they don't, because these folks came up at a time when those things were not discussed. It certainly wasn't discussed in schools. It wasn't discussed among parents and in the families in many, many cases. And I think that there is a significant amount of ignorance. And unfortunately, I'm not so sure that the medical profession has taken this on in quite the way that would have been appropriate to ensure that their patients that are older really have an understanding. But we have good evidence that it's a problem. Among all age groups in the nation, the incidence of syphilis increased about 60% between 2005 and 2009, and that alone should give us real pause. But for people over the age of 55, it increased 70%. So what we know is that this is not an age group that is thinking about these things, and they are not necessarily protecting themselves with condoms to ensure that they don't have an increased risk of getting infected. And I think that's something we need to highlight.
Well, it is. I mean, let's be honest about it. If we're talking about men and women in their 60s or even 70s that are thinking about becoming sexually active again or are still sexually active, but I'm going to suggest again might be the more appropriate the path to take with this conversation, Lori, they're not thinking about unwanted pregnancy at 70 or 80 years old. They know they can't get pregnant, so perhaps condom use and contraceptives are not something that they're concerned with, and they should be.
I think that's right. They are focusing only on pregnancy and not on getting STIs. And STIs are of one concern, but obviously the other thing we want to bring to people's mind is HIV infection. And because, you know, as we age, our bodies give out in certain ways and we are more prone to disease, et cetera, our immune system is not as strong as it once was anyway, so that we are actually at higher risk of HIV infection. And that can be a devastating thing to be added to the geriatric health issues that people deal with. And I think that is certainly not something that's on anybody's mind. I think to the extent that, you know, World War II vets may have seen corny films about sexually transmitted infections and they would be able to call that up, they certainly were not hearing about HIV and what that could mean. So I think it's incredibly timely. And, you know, there are now these senior living centers, assisted living centers, where people who are very healthy and strong are living together in what we could liken to a situation like a dorm room in college. And to think that socialization and intimacy does not happen in those settings is completely naive. Of course it does. And they're not protecting themselves in ways that are really helpful.
Well, you know, and then for those of you that are listening to us right now that are, you know, you need to take your fingers out of your ears and stop going, nah, 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 I don't want to hear it. Because, you know what, your mom and your dad, who may have lost the other spouse that are now intimate, you know, you might need to have, quote unquote, that talk with them, because God forbid you wouldn't want the embarrassment of them perhaps, you know, ending up with a sexually transmitted disease, or God forbid to be threatened by HIV/AIDS. Lori Lamoran. And these are things that could legitimately happen. So having that talk with mom or dad might be more than appropriate. It might be necessary.
Well, I think it's incredibly important. 9% of people who are infected in Michigan are over the age of 50. People who are infected with HIV are over the age of 50. And I think, you know, when I read that number, and I'm a pretty educated person around this subject, that number shocked me. And I think that Planned Parenthood is thought of as being a young person's organization. And in fact, I think that is a mistake on our part. Certainly, as our cohorts age, Tony, there's a lot of us. You know, we're at the end of the baby boomers, and I think we ought to be taking a look at how we can be of more service to people over the age of 50 and 60 and even 70, not only for protection against sexually transmitted diseases, but also for health care. And I think it's incredibly important that we talk about this and that healthcare providers bring it up, and that when people are faced with health issues, or heart issues, cancer, those kinds of things in older folks, that this subject is actually addressed and managed so that people can really live healthy and appropriate lives and include the intimacy that they choose to include. So we may feel uncomfortable about it. Nobody likes to think of their kids or their parents as sexual beings, but I think it's time that we take that role and make sure that we share the information we have with the folks that we love.
No question. You know, I happen to know that there are some the physicians that listen to this program. In fact, one of them sent me a note last night after I had gone to bed about something off, obviously, today's topic. And so I know they're out there listening. You know, I'm going to ask them to talk to their colleagues. Maybe you're doing rounds at the hospital, or maybe you're at a conference. Are you discussing, and I think one of the profound points that needs to be made is an assumption that if somebody's 60 years old or 55 years old or 80 years old, that they're no longer sexually active. We shouldn't assume anything.
No, absolutely not. And we can't make a blanket statement. I'm sure that there are healthcare providers that are addressing this topic very well, and taking into consideration how medications and other things affect an older person's sex life. But certainly I don't think it's universal, and I think there are also folks that are concerned that if the patient themselves don't bring it up, that they may be offensive if they bring it up or raise the topic. And that's the sort of thing I hope we can help make people think again and raise that kind of topic, in spite of the fact that it may offer an uncomfortable moment. But I think most people can get over it and would appreciate additional information around this.
Absolutely. No, I don't question that at all. And okay, so it might get a little uncomfortable, and maybe somebody might get a little crotchety over you saying, hey, by the way, have you thought about condom use? And now, what are you talking about? I don't need to hear that. Yeah, maybe you get them thinking in the right direction. And that uncomfortableness will literally dissipate within seconds of it leaving your mouth. So don't be afraid to talk to the people. You should never be afraid to talk to people you love about things that matter. This matters, Lori.
It does. And I think it's, you know, we think about teachable moments with our kids, and I think those same things occur with our parents when, you know, your dad has had prostate cancer surgery, or your mom is moving into a new assisted living center, and she's talking about the nice people she meets, and et cetera, et cetera. Bring her a package of condoms. Talk to your father about, you know, erectile dysfunction sorts of medications that can ensure that they have a healthy and appropriate lifestyle that they may be choosing. And they may be a little shocked, especially because, let's face it, Tony, a lot of folks our age have never had this conversation when we were on the receiving end. Our parents didn't have these conversations with us necessarily, and it might be very awkward, but it's also very important,
yeah.
Just as important as it is about our kids.
Hey, we did well. I got through this, and I didn't even blush once, so we did well.
Hey, Lori, I knew you could do it, Tony.
Thank you, and I appreciate your encouragement. We'll look forward to visiting with you again next Wednesday. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Tony. Have a great day.
You bet. Lori Lamoran with Planned Parenthood. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back and wrap it up on the other side. That was a fun conversation. I'm glad we had it. We'll be right back.
You know why I knew this rescue would succeed? It was because I believed in you. I placed my bet on the American worker. And I'll make that bet any day of the week.
On 1310 WDTW. This is U.S. Congressman Gary Peters, and I'm running for re-election in the 14th District. Other communities in this new district, like Pontiac, Southfield, and Oak Park, already know my passion for serving. They know my track record of getting things done, like helping President Obama pass the health care bill and save the auto industry. They know that I also helped create nearly 3,500 jobs in our area. And while I may not be from Detroit, the fights I've led in Congress have benefited struggling families across this city. That's why this message is for you, Detroit. I firmly believe that our region will never be successful without a vibrant city of Detroit. If you vote for me, I commit to you that no other candidate will ever outwork me and that no other community will ever outweigh you. I'm asking for the honor of serving you in the new 14th Congressional District, and more importantly, I'm asking for your vote. I'm Gary Peters, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Peters for Congress.
Is America truly the land of the free when working families have to struggle to survive? Are workers free to achieve the American dream?
The Teamsters Union is North America's strongest union. We fight for our 1.4 million members and all of America's working families. Teamsters are fighting for the rights of the middle class in Washington, in state capitals, in city councils, and most important, in the workplace.
The Teamsters Union is fighting for higher wages, better health care, safer roads and workplaces, a secure retirement for every working American. We're fighting for laws that level the playing field for working families.
The Teamsters Union is fighting to keep good jobs in America and to rebuild our economy.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to Wall Street elitists and vulture capitalists.
The Teamsters Union is standing up to politicians who want to take away the rights workers fought for over the past 100 years.
Connect with the Teamsters Union at Teamster.org, Facebook, and Twitter.
Join us in the fight to keep the American dream alive.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet. You're listening to Michigan's only live and local progressive talk radio show. Give us a call. 1-888-552-3595. Welcome back to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Welcome back. Welcome back. It was welcome back, Qatar. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. A pleasure to be back with you as we get ready to wrap things up. On this Wednesday program, I want to remind you, I will be sitting in for Ed Schultz today through Friday from noon till 3 p.m. and looking forward to that a great deal. Hope that you'll come back and visit. We've got some good stuff planned the rest of the week. What? Well, you're going to have to come back and you'll find out. It's that simple. I don't mean to be rude, but it's just the way it is. I want to thank those of you that have signed up at UnionCircle.com since we had Gary and Joe on a little earlier on in the show today. I'm getting the friend request coming in. I'll deal with that later on when I get back to the office. For a variety of reasons, one of them is quite simple. It's a hassle to sign up every time I log in using a different device. Jeff, do you ever have that problem? Like, if you log in using your tablet, then when you go to use your phone, you got to log in again. And then when you go to use your desktop, you got to log in again. Do you ever have that issue?
For certain things. Are you talking about certain programs?
Yeah, certain. Like, Union Circle, it's that way. So if there's a negative, like, that would be a negative. But if there was a negative, that's it. If I were to go on my iPad and log in, then when I go back, I have to log in again using my desktop. And so I just kind of wait until I get back and then do it all at once. But that's okay. No big deal. And Anthony said he signed up, but I didn't get his friend request yet. So I'm sure I will. Ah, there it is. What do you know? What do you know? All right. Very cool. All right. Well, listen, I want to welcome. I didn't realize Mitt Romney came back home today, Jeff, but Mitt Romney's back in the U.S., and you got to wonder how happy he is to be home. What do you think?
Oh, I'm sure he's thrilled, except for the comments he made abroad are now following him back here.
Okay, well, we're going to go there now because you found some audio. And I think, Jeff, you know, let's be honest about it. I think maybe everybody was hearing him wrong except for him. Fair enough? Actually, that's not fair enough because we weren't wrong. Let's listen to this. Now, folks, this is Mitt Romney himself on Fox News, because that's the only news organization he would talk to. Mitt Romney himself on Fox News saying that, well, what we heard was not really what he said. Listen to this.
I'm not speaking about it, did not speak about the Palestinian culture or the decisions made in their economy. That's an interesting topic that perhaps could deserve scholarly analysis, but I actually didn't address that. Certainly don't intend to address that during my campaign. Instead, I will point out that the choices a society makes have a profound impact on the economy and the vitality of that society.
All right, now we're not done. So he says that he never said it, but it's something that we might want to take up in a scholarly way.
Wait a minute, though, because take three, as it's called on Talking Points memo, he is now standing by his comments talking about the Palestinian culture.
Wait. He just said he didn't say it.
I can't follow. I mean, it depends which way the wind's blowing today or this 10 minutes. In 10 minutes from now, he might say, you know what, I didn't ever said those things anyway, so it doesn't matter. But yes, according to this new article that's coming out, he's standing by his initial comments.
All right, so that I understand this, and we'll get it in Mitt's own words, I know what the problem is, Jeff. The problem is we keep on focusing on what Mitt Romney is saying, not on what Barack Obama is doing. So let's hear what Mitt has to say about that.
And I realize that that there will be some in the fourth estate or whichever estate who are far more interested in finding something to write about that is unrelated to the economy, to geopolitics, to the threat of war, to the reality of conflict in Afghanistan today, to a nuclearization of Iran. They'll instead try and find anything else to divert from the fact that these last 4 years have been tough years for our country.
Okay, the fourth estate or whichever estate. So that might be Green Acres. That wasn't an estate. How about the Beverly Hillbillies? Did they have an estate? Technically? I think they did. Yeah, I really do. All right, well, maybe it doesn't matter what Jeff thinks. Certainly wouldn't matter what I think. In fact, it probably doesn't even matter what Mitt Romney thinks. But what might matter is what the Palestinians think. And according to a top Palestinian aide, Sarah Erkat, E-R-E-K-A-T, this is what he heard Mitt Romney say.
Today, Mr. Romney takes another step forward of a racist statement, saying that it's because of the Israeli culture is better than the Palestinian culture. Look, Palestinians and Israelis may be in a conflict, but Palestinians and Israelis are people, equal. And such racist statements does not serve those who are trying to protect and save lives in this region.
Okay, I didn't say it. He said it. It's racist. It's racist. All right. Last but not least from our catalog of sound bites this morning, Mark Halperin was on the Morning Joe show yesterday morning. And we can discuss and we can debate and we can disagree on whether or not these are gaffes, because there are lots of people on the right, especially, that don't think these were gaffes. This is what Mark Halperin had to say.
What his two gaffes on this trip have in common, the remark about the Olympics and the remark about the Palestinians versus the Israelis, is it was Romney as analyst, as kind of management consultant, businessman, giving it his analysis as if he were a pundit, rather than recognizing that he was auditioning to be a head of state, and you've got to engage in subtlety and stagecraft and diplo speak and not analyst.
Diplo speak. You gotta love lingo. Diplo speak, which is diplomatic speech, of course. But y'all knew that, right? Y'all knew that. I love it. Not because it makes him look bad, because he does that all on his own. Not because it kind of fortifies my position as a liberal Democrat. Yes, it does that. The reason I love it is because I'm in radio, and this is what we live for. Fair enough. I'm just being honest. Would you rather I lied? I'm not going to lie. Absolutely not. All right. We got to wrap it up for today. All right. So we've got Ed Schultz today. We've got a great show tomorrow. Kevin Moore will be in studio with us. Jim Peterson, candidate for a state rep, will be with us. We've got other stuff going. Susan Demas from Mirrors News Service will be with us, so we'll look forward to that. We're also doing the Ed Schultz Show tomorrow. We're doing the Ed Schultz Show on Friday. On this weekend, I'll be headed up to the Teamsters Conference where I'll do the show Monday and Tuesday. I'll come back on Tuesday. I'll vote because it's election day. And then from that point forward, it's all about getting to the weekend where we begin a one-week vacation. And if you throw in the weekends, it's all actually like 11 or 12 days. Get a load of us. All right, that'll do it for us. Anthony and Jeff, thank you so much for everything you do. To this audience, you are amazing. I love you very much. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. I'll be back on at noon. And as always, folks, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Checking your rush hour traffic, we got an accident that has your left shoulder blocked on 94 eastbound just after Merriman Road. 696 eastbound at Van Dyke, accident has your right shoulder blocked. 75 southbound just before 9 Mile, accident has your left shoulder blocked. And we got a disabled semi that's partially blocking the right lane. That's on 75 northbound at Outer Drive. That's causing slow traffic from Southfield Road. And we got some heavy traffic on 94 eastbound between Merriman and the Southfield Freeway. That's your total traffic update. I'm Chris Boyd.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Today's going to be sunny in 86. Tonight, clear skies in 65. Tomorrow, 91 with isolated thunderstorms throughout the day, and it's currently 66 degrees outside. This is Anthony with your first shift weather.
If you missed today's first shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
This is Detroit.